And a very good evening to you and yours. We are here in Festus at Jefferson High School, home of the Blue Jays, set for week two of the high school football season. Again, the Blue Jays play host to the Central Rebels. Connor Harbutt, Zach Pipkin with you on the call here today. Central won the toss. They have deferred to the second half, which means it will be Jefferson back to receive. They send two men back in Evan Botkin and Logan Vandeven. Set to kick it away here for Central. That will be Evan Neff, a freshman, set to kick for the Rebels. As again, two teams, 1-0, both teams coming off a blowout, set to do battle tonight. The whistle blows, Neff will kick it. It's a very short kick, and it's going to head out of bounds at about the 34-yard line. Not sure if that was the designed way to start this one off, but it will give Jefferson very good field position to start off their first drive.
Absolutely, and it basically went out at the perfect spot. They're only gaining a net of 1 yard from the penalty there. And one of the returners back there for Jefferson nearly touched it and thought about letting it go out of bounds, and he was able to let it go out of bounds. And I think that's what the discussion is right now, is to make sure that it's going to be placed at the correct position.
Ball will be placed here, it looks like, at the 39-yard line for the Blue Jays. So, again, good field position. It was Brandon Crater who almost touched the ball that time. We'll get to his name in just a moment. After this first play, we've got your Blue Jays starting offense. That was, of course, your Boyd & Associates opening kickoff. Turning complicated matters into simple concepts, John Boyd with Boyd & Associates has been bringing accounting integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for 20 years. Starting quarterback Cooper Frisk, he'll take the handoff, or should I say the shotgun snap. He'll hand it off over to Tyler Crater. He'll get himself a yard or two before Central swarms to the ball. It'll be about second down and 8, gain of 2 on the first play from scrimmage. So let's get that Jefferson Blue Jays starting offense, your American Family Insurance starting lineups. It will be Cooper Frisk. He's a senior. That'll be your quarterback for the evening. You'll have a couple of running backs. That would be the senior, Tyler Crater. He'll get the start. Brandon Crater as well. He is a junior. You have two wide receivers. That would be the senior, Noah Buehler. He's 6'1", 160, and 5'10", 155-pound senior, Logan Vandeven. Then up on the line, you've got a tight end here in 6'2", 185-pound senior, Aiden Ussery. As we get a quarterback run here from Cooper Frisk, he'll find himself to the 50-yard line. That's a first down and 10 on the gain of 9. But looking at the line here, left tackle, that's 6'2", 230-pound junior Josh Theriot. At left guard, 6'3", 310-pound senior Aiden Allen. At center, 5'10", 200-pound sophomore Chase Young. At right guard, 5'10", 220-pound junior Holden Green. And finally at right tackle, that is 6'3", 265-pound senior Troy Jefferson. So after the 9-yard gain for Cooper Frisk, it's first down and 10, ball at midfield. Shotgun formation, one back in the backfield. Man sent in motion, that's Aiden Kench. He'll take the handoff. No, it's a fake. Frisk going to keep it himself. He will stretch out, trying to get anything as he's pushed out of bounds. It's going to be a small gain, if anything. They'll give him about a half yard. So we'll mark it down as 1. Well, no, they actually gave him 2 on the stretch. How about it? Well, no. Now they're going to move it back to the 49. I think everybody was a little bit confused there, but it's a loss of 1. Excuse me there. And so it'll be second down and 11.
Yeah, the official on this near sideline did not give Frisk the extension as he tried to go out of bounds, so they're going to mark it at the Jefferson 49.
Pistol formation on second down 11. We get a flag. Play is whistled dead. Somebody jumped early. I think it might have been on the Jefferson side. It will be false start called here on the Blue Jays, and that'll make it second down and 16. After this play, we'll take a look at the central defensive alignment here today. 3 down linemen, 4 linebackers, and 4 defensive backs. A 3-4-4, if you will. Again, second down and 16. Ball back in Jefferson territory on their own 44-yard line. A nice evening here in Festus, as long as the rain stays away. 2 wide receivers left. Again, Frisk in shotgun formation. Brandon Crater in the backfield. Fakes the handoff. Frisk looking to pass here on second down. He's in trouble. Chad Cosby going to get there. He picks up the sack. Chad Cosby got around the end, brings him on down. And that's going to make it third down and a long, long way to go. It's a loss of 5 here for the Blue Jays. So let's quickly take a look here at this central defensive arrangement. Again, as I mentioned, you've got 3 up front. Defensive end Silas Richardson. He's a 6'5", 265-pound junior. Nose tackle, Wesley Williams, 5'11", 210 pounds. He's a senior as well. And then Abel Mills, the other defensive end up front, 6'6", 205. Again, he is a junior. Four defensive backs. That would be the 5'11", 175-pound senior Nick Fowler. As Frisk will roll out to his left, going to pass up the left sideline. Falls incomplete. It'll be fourth down. August Black, another defensive back, a 5'10", 180-pound sophomore. Two safeties over the top. That's 5'7", 145-pound junior Brady Schweiss and 5'9", 170-pound junior Karis Foster. Then your four linebackers, 5'11", 180-pound senior Dakota Bowers, 5'10", 175-pound junior Brody Diaz, Max Woods, a senior at 5'10", 190 pounds, and finally Chad Cosby picked up the sack earlier, 5'11", 185. He is a senior as well. After the incomplete pass, Jefferson will line up to punt. Again, those are your starting lineups brought to you by American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington. The Harry Peterson American Family Insurance Agency is proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because supporting you off the court, off the field, is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. The court, the field, anywhere. Punt was shanked a little bit. Did not go very far. In fact, just to the central 45. So the Rebels, they will have good field position as well. Nice first drive there for the central defense.
Yeah, they gave up the early first down and then were able to stiffen up. I think they wanted to get kind of a feel of the offense that they were getting ready to see. And that punt there, only a net of 17 yards. So that'll give Central a good field position. The officials are going to mark it just shy of the central 45.
First down and 10 for the Rebels. Brody Pigg, the sophomore, will lead the central offense out. One of two quarterbacks we will see today for the Rebels. Shotgun formation, one back in the backfield. He'll send Karis Foster in motion to the right. Somebody jumped early, and it looks like might be coming in on the offensive side. It looks like Abel Mills at that right tackle position was a little bit overeager on that play. False start on Central, and that'll back him up to the just shy of the 40-yard line, where it'll be first down and 15. After this first play, we'll get to the Central offense today.
And that was the same penalty that we saw against Jefferson on their opening drive. A man in motion and trying to get that snap timing down. I don't think everybody was on the same page with the shotgun snap, trying to get the center and the quarterback and the man in motion and everybody trying to get all aligned at the same time.
Same formation, two wide receivers lined up to the right. Again, Foster sent in motion. He'll take the handoff. He'll look to get around the end. Now push it off toward the sideline. He's past the line of scrimmage for maybe a gain of two or three. He'll get to the 43, it looks like, and that'll make it second down and 12. Let's look at this Central offense now. As we mentioned, it's the 6-foot sophomore Brody Pigg getting the start today at quarterback. We will almost certainly see 5'10 senior Braden Patterson as well. It's a two-quarterback system for the Rebels this year. At running back, 5'10 sophomore August Black. And then you'll have a couple wide receivers as well. That is the 5'9 junior Karis Foster and the 5'11 senior in Nick Fowler. Two tight ends listed as starters. That would be 5'11 senior Chad Cosby and 5'10 senior Max Woods. And then the five up front at right tackle, 6'6 junior Abel Mills. As we get an incomplete pass, Karis Foster unable to bring in the screen pass. Ball is incomplete. That'll make it third down and 12. At right guard, 5'11 senior Dakota Bowers. At center, 6'5 junior Silas Richardson. At left guard, 5'11 sophomore Evan Schaefer. And finally at left tackle, and that's 6'2 junior Keegan Sherrill. Eventually we'll take a look here at the Jefferson defense, but as it stands, we've got a third down and 12. Central will need to get to the Blue Jay 45-yard line if they want to keep this drive alive. It will be Pig again in shotgun formation. Four wide receivers set, with one back in the backfield, that being Black. Man set in motion, and it looks like somebody jumped again. This time it might be Jefferson. Looks like the big man up front. That was Aiden Allen. I think he might have been the first to move. We'll wait for the call, and it is going to be offsides here on Jefferson.
Yeah, and that ball was snapped as soon as he went across the line. I would assume that is taught to make sure that the defender cannot get a chance to get back onside. And that'll make this third and the short side of long here, third and seven.
Third and seven, as you said. Devin Graff sent in motion. Pig looking to air it out. In some trouble. Gets away from Allen, but he still has to find some room. Eventually, Jefferson's going to get to the football, and it's a sack for the Blue Jays on third down as well. That'll make it fourth down and 11, a loss of four on the play.
Yeah, and Brody Pig, he was just trying to keep, he kept stepping up into the pocket, but he was stepping up into the pressure. And being a little bit of a smaller quarterback, wasn't able to see over the top of his lineman to try to get that ball downfield. And that kind of led into the short sack there for Jefferson.
Nick Fowler on to punt it away here for Central. Looks like one man back to receive for Jefferson. Punt is away. It's a solid one. And it's going to take a solid Central hop. Too much of a hop, though, as it does roll into the end zone for a touchback. And so Jefferson will start their second drive from the 20.
Yep, and I think if you're Jefferson, you've got to be really impressed with that opening stand there, especially for your defense. Everybody's got the fresh legs. We didn't talk about this a lot last week, but there wasn't really a whole lot of two-way starters in that game. I mean, once you get to this size of school, everybody's going to have to go both ways. So we're going to really see what this conditioning is made out of, especially for a lot of those guys that may not have played every down last week. We talked about the big margins of victory. Got a lot of guys in, but you also maybe didn't build up that game stamina that you'll have later in the year.
Yeah, we were mentioning that. It looks like two of the starting defensive linemen also start on the offensive line for Jefferson. Man set in motion. Cooper Frisk, it looks to be a keeper. Tries to get around the end here. Still trying to find some room as he's pushed out of bounds around the original line of scrimmage. Tell you what, Frisk a little bit lucky that he didn't get taken down behind the line. It looks like somebody got around there. It might have been Wesley Williams, the nose tackle, who actually broke through the offensive line there. Also went on the play there. It looked like that might have also been Dakota Bowers, who came around the right end, kind of chased him down a little bit, but it will be a gain of one, second down and nine.
Yeah, Jefferson's lucky there wasn't a holding call. It was Bowers that was able to get back in the backfield early, and then he kind of got held by the running back, kind of lead blocking for Frisk, and they're lucky it was only a gain of one and not a loss of 10.
Second down and nine, handoff up the middle. That is one of the Craters. That would be Tyler Crater on the carry. 23 and 24. We'll work on that. Tyler Crater, he gets a couple yards, but it is going to set up third down and long, third down and seven.
Yeah, but Jefferson's coach talked about, you know, we thought they may have lost something with their linebacking core with losing Jackson Jones to graduation this last year. I think Central is showing up and showing out here their athleticism in that second level.
Yeah, this is a Rebels team that did return quite a bit of their key players. Obviously, Jackson Jones a big loss, but still some quality talent on both sides of the ball. Frisk looking to air it out here on third down. He's going to tuck and run. He's going to try to get it himself. He'll cross the 25, get to about the 28. He'll end up a few yards short. Looks to be a gain of five, but it will be fourth down. No, they give him six. How about fourth down? No, I was right the first time. Gain of five, fourth down and two, and now Jefferson might have a decision to make. You try to get the 2 yards here, or do you punt it away? Do you try to draw Central offside? You can hear the screams all the way from the Rebels sideline. Watch for the snap count. That's exactly what they try to do as Frisk now looks toward the sideline. Now he'll drop back to punt. Karis Foster will head back to receive. Snap is away. Frisk gets the punt off. Solid punt. Foster comes up on it. Calls no. Did not call fair catch. Going to try to return it. Might have been the wrong call as he's tackled immediately. Still, though, able to pick it up here at about the Central 40-yard line. Did a good job of hanging on to the ball there with Jefferson pretty much bearing down on him.
Absolutely, and as long as an athlete like Karis Foster can hang on to the ball, I'm okay with that as a coach. I would say, you know what, you can make something happen, and he almost had a little bit of a gap there. I think he kind of initially bobbled that catch, and once he was able to kind of reel that in and haul it in, I think he was able to try to start, but by that time he was covered up.
So Central back out for their second offensive drive of the day. Almost halfway through this first quarter, 6:11 on the clock. After this play, we'll meet the Jefferson starting defense. Low snap, handled here by Pig. Pig just going to carry it himself. Might have been a busted play, might have been a design keeper. Either way, Pig is able to find about 4 yards. No, three they'll give him. It'll be second down and seven. Let's look at this Jefferson starting defense. They will have three up front. At the end, you'll have the 6'3 senior Troy Jefferson. And then at nose tackle, it's the 6 foot tall, 310-pound senior Aiden Allen. At the other end, you've got 6'2 junior Josh Thierrett. And then you have five linebackers, quote unquote. Bit of a funky defense for Jefferson, but at one of those linebacker spots, you'll have 5'10 junior Brandon Crater, 6'2 senior Aiden Ussery, 5'10 junior Holden Green, and 5'10 senior Tyler Crater. The other linebacker, that'll be 5'6 junior Evan Botkin. Another quarterback keeper on second down. Pig swallowed up. Just barely able to get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and six. You have two defensive backs. That's 5'10 senior Logan Vandeven and 6'1 senior Noah Buehler, and one safety over the top. That is 5'8 sophomore Parker Taylor. Again, starting lineups brought to you by American Family Insurance. Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington. 4:59 on the clock. No water breaks tonight since the temperatures dropped to a satisfactory level. Central faces third down and six. Again, 4:50 on the clock. Shotgun formation. One back in the backfield. Man sent in motion. Makes it three on the right-hand side. Pig looking to air it out. Screen play caught by Devin Graff. He's got some room. He's got the first down. He's past the secondary, and he might be gone. To the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Central. A screen play. They got the blockers they needed. And Central strikes first with 4:30 to go in the first. It's 6-0.
Yeah, and that's the first completion for Brody Pig today. And that's a great way to start. That's a textbook Central Rebel play right there. And was able to get some nice blocking on the outside. Really kind of gave him the space. And then just using pure speed to be able to bust it down the middle of the field. Kind of we tell everybody, go to the sideline, go away from the defenders. He challenged those defenders to catch him, and nobody was able to. Great job from Devin Graff.
Split that safety, split that cornerback. Graff, a 5'8 senior, picks up the first points of the game. Central on to attempt the PAT. And Graff will attempt to make it 7 points for himself here. Also will serve as the team's place kicker today. Snap is good. Holds good. Graff's kick is way too low. Kind of rolled up the lineman there. It's no good. It'll stay 6-0. But Graff, he got the yardage he needed. He'll find a touchdown pass from his quarterback, Brody Pig. Central leads 6-0. 4:29 left to go here in the first. We'll come right back. You're listening to High School Football here on KFMO Sports Plus and the KFMO app.
Revamp your view with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, a trusted name in the Parkland since 1978. From automotive to residential and commercial glass services, they can even come to you. Curtis Auto Glass in Park Hills has you covered. For quality craftsmanship and friendly service, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills.
Keep your property safe with Liberty Security in Farmington. They offer armed and unarmed security for homes, businesses, and events. Their local team is trained and ready to help protect what matters most to you. As a local company, they're committed to protecting our community. Trust Liberty Security for all your security needs. Go to their website, libertysecurityllc.com, for more information. Security is everyone's concern, but it's their business. Liberty Security.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Gilster Mary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, Mineral Area College, and by Graphic Options in Farmington.
First scoring of the day coming from the Central Rebels, a 56-yard touchdown pass, Brody Pig to Devin Graff. The Rebels are on the board, and now Jefferson trying to answer as we return here to Jefferson High School in Festus. Again, 6-0. PAT, no good. Connor Harbitt, Zach Pipkin here in the booth tonight. Jared Pettis, Braden Cooley off to our left today here on site, but still doing the same job as always. Expect to hear from them with some updates in just a few moments. Cooper Frisk on the pass, a little bit overthrown. Could have been interceptable there. Central unable to get their hands on it. Incomplete pass, second down and 10.
Yeah, he was just trying to get a nice little chunk play there and try to get his guy on basically a comeback route and just overshot him. And Nick Fowler almost was able to kind of sneak up and grab it, but it was too far out of the reach for him. He bring up second and 10.
Should say ball on the 38-yard line of Jefferson. It was another short kick and a modest return for the Blue Jays. Again, pistol formation with two wide receivers lined up to the right. Man sent in motion. That's Kench. High snap. Frisk brings it down. Screen play. Pass is caught. Spinning to his left. That is Vandeven. And it looks like he will be tackled in the backfield for a loss of two. Central doing a great job right now, I think, of getting to the ball carrier. They are flying downhill and making it really hard for these Jefferson skill players to really use their speed. They're not able to get to that next level.
Yeah, and that's why this 3-4 look can sometimes really be beneficial, especially if you're trying to cover side to side. You're giving up the middle of the field, but you're also covering those sidelines where you may be more vulnerable, especially if you're small at the cornerback or at the defensive back position like Central is. It's definitely a good look.
Third down and 12, another screen play. This one's caught by Ussery, but again, Central's able to get there, and again, they will lose yardage. Ussery breaks out of the pile, but for momentum already called, it'll be fourth down, and it looks like they'll say no gain. Make it fourth down and 12, and it looks like Jefferson going to have no other choice but to punt it away once more.
Yep, and that time he was just the screen plays are being caught behind the line of scrimmage, and like you said, they are really swarming to the ball, and they're not really letting them have any yards after catch. So that may be something that Jefferson looks for later in this ball game to maybe try to extend more downfield rather than side to side.
High snap here. Frisk in some trouble, has to evade some tacklers before he gets that punt away. It's a solid punt. Foster going to let it bounce. It rolls back toward the Jefferson end zone. They'll have to fall on it. Central will take over at the 35-yard line. 2:51 left to go in the first, and Central has an opportunity to maybe make it a multi-score lead. So far, the defense has looked impressive. We knew that defense is impressive. They blanked Owensville last week, but so far, so good once again for the Rebels' defense.
Yeah, and I think they're doing a good job of not allowing Frisk to make plays. I mean, he is a smaller quarterback. We see him run the ball quite a bit. So it's going to be interesting to see if that continues to be a trend, maybe start to wear out the central linebacking core that we've had so much praise for.
One man in the backfield here. It looks like that's your second quarterback. No, that's actually August Black. That was a wildcat formation. Thought that might have been Braden Patterson all alone back there, but no, it was actually Black who gets his first carry of the day. Jukes around, gets himself a solid gain of 7. Second down and 3. Saw Black a lot last year as a freshman back for his sophomore campaign. Definitely one of the breakout players of that Central team last year.
Absolutely. You don't necessarily get a lot of production from freshmen, but I think he was kind of launched into that role at running back where Central was thin last year, and I think we're going to see him be utilized maybe a little bit less frequently, but maybe more efficiently.
Pig back in. It'll be a keeper this time. Designed quarterback run. He's across the 45 to the 46. Gain of 5. That's enough for a first down. Needed 3. Got 4. Or needed 4. Got 5. Nope. Needed 3, got 4. I'm still not good at numbers. Never have been, never will be, but it is enough for a first down. First down and 10, under 2 to go in the first quarter.
I do have the stat-keeping sheet right in front of me, so it's much more beneficial for me than it is for you.
Yeah, I'm just guessing out here today. Shotgun formation for Pig. Again, first down and 10 on the 46. Going to send a man in motion. Looking to pass. It's another quick screen to the left. Karis Foster makes a man miss, moves backwards a little bit, now crosses midfield. Inside Jefferson territory, gets to about the 48 for a gain of 6 on the play, second down and 4. And that's where Foster really excels, when he can kind of make some moves, try to make some defenders miss. What would have been maybe about 3 or 4 turns into 6. We'll send it over to Jared for a quick scoring update. Jared, what do you have for us?
I got a score from St. Clair, guys. It's the Farmington Knights and the St. Clair Bulldogs. They are late in the first quarter, tied up, 7-0 Bulldogs lead, rushing touchdown point after good. And University City, the Dragons and the Lions tied up in the second quarter, 7 apiece. They started an hour early. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Jared. Second down and 4. Pig will take the handoff. Another design quarterback keeper. Gets between the tackle and that tight end, that being Max Woods on the right side of the line. It looks to be a gain of maybe 2 yards here. Third down and 4. Ball's placed on the 40. Nope, it's going to be no gain. Third down and 4.
Yeah, then we'll see. This is going to be 4 down territory for Central. Definitely got to have this first down here, I think.
Yeah, and Jefferson territory and with a potential fourth down and short. I got to imagine, with the way your defense has been playing, you'd go for it in this situation. We'll have to see if that comes to pass, though. Trying to get Jefferson to jump. They don't take the bait. Pig will keep it himself. Falls forward. Might actually have enough for the first down. See where they place it, and yeah, they're going to give him the first down. Gain of 4 as we send it over to Jared for another update.
Yeah, just gave you that St. Clair score. Well, Farmington scored twice in 2 minutes. They're up 13-7 with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. They just missed a PAT. Back to you guys.
Well, with the way Farmington runs their offense, that's going to be happening a lot. A team that can definitely score quickly as we wrap up the first quarter here in Festus. We'll have a first down and 10 for Central. When we come back, they lead the Jefferson Blue Jays 6-0. Back with that second quarter, you are listening to High School Football. You're on the Parkland Sports Leader, KFMO Sports Plus, and the KFMO app.
Key
Keep your property safe with Liberty Security in Farmington. They offer armed and unarmed security for homes, businesses, and events. Their local team is trained and ready to help protect what matters most to you. As a local company, they're committed to protecting our community. Trust Liberty Security for all your security needs. Go to their website, libertysecurityllc.com, for more information. Security is everyone's concern, but it's their business. Liberty Security.
Imagine a place where sweet and savory meets tasty delicious. You must be thinking of Dairy Queen in Farmington and Potosi. Soft-served ice cream with your choice of toppings or crispy tenders with dipping sauces to fulfill your taste buds. Farmington and Potosi Dairy Queens are proud sponsors of high school sports.
Did you know that Ozarks Federal offers investment property loans for residential and non-residential real estate investors? Our investment property loans have flexible terms, and we offer purchase, refinance, and cash-out loans that make those dreams become reality. We offer loans on land for construction and loans on improved or unimproved land. See a loan officer at one of our five locations to apply for an investment property loan. Ozarks Federal, always loyal, always local. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, www.ofsl.bank.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills, Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Texas Roadhouse in Festus, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre, and by Savage Electric in Farmington.
First play of the second quarter, a loss of two. Nick Fowler, unable to find any open space with the football. Now here's a snap that gets away from the quarterback, Pig. Pig going to try to pick it up, slips, and it looks like Jefferson fell on that football. Pig tried to pick it up and run with it. However, he left the football behind, and Jefferson is able to get to it. Gavin Green recovers the fumble for the Blue Jays, and they have great field position. They take over. 11 minutes left to go in the second on the central 36-yard line.
Yeah, and that's just another mistiming of the snap, as Karis Foster was basically trying to come across the formation. And I think that may have kind of blocked Brody Pig to get that ball. And that's something that a young quarterback, you know, you're going to have those moments. And that's something that you've just got to live with. And, you know, you tell your guy, hey, next time just fall on it, because he was trying to pick it up and make something out of it. You got to save possession there. And now you've given Jefferson great field position as they are at the Central 36.
Farthest they've gone into Rebel territory here tonight. It's first down and 10. Again, ball on the Central 36. Cooper Frisk, quarterback keeper, runs it right up the middle, past the 30. Still on his feet as he gets to around the 26-yard line. Make it a gain of 11 here on first down for the quarterback, Frisk. And it's first down and 10. Frisk, tell you what, he's listed as the quarterback. They have a starting running back, but it's been all fakes today. Frisk has really been tasked with kind of running this offense by his lonesome today.
Yeah, we saw that last week with Tatum Tinsley, and I think this is going to be more of a run-based offense. We've seen the Blue Jays look downfield a little bit, but it really nothing has been there so far. They've been trying to go screen passes, and they just really haven't had much of anything. That's really their first big chunk play of offense.
Two wide receivers to the left. Another keeper here for Frisk. Jukes to his right. Spin move, still on his feet. Trying to cross the 20, gets inside the red zone. To the 15, the 10, the 5, pushed out of bounds. One man back there for Central, able to save what would have been a Jefferson touchdown, but another big gain for Frisk. It looks to be a gain of 21 yards. Brody Diaz saving what would have been the touchdown for Jefferson that time, but that'll make it first down and goal.
Yeah, and they're going quick here. They're not going to let Central try to reset and get a goal line stand set up.
Frisk keeps it himself once again. Going back to the well, forward, into the end zone, touchdown Jefferson. Tell you what, Cooper Frisk, he took advantage all 36 yards of the drive. Go to the quarterback as he punches it in for six. Jefferson a chance to take the lead pending this PAT.
And those play calls were nothing fancy. It was snap it to the quarterback, let him make something happen. And that time, Cooper Frisk, you know, we've seen him on the basketball court. We know he's a heck of an athlete. And you know, he was able to kind of find the holes and creases and was able to bust it outside of that containment of the linebacking core that we've had so much praise for so far tonight. We'll see if that's maybe something that continues to be a trend here, is maybe they really try to lean on Frisk and his athleticism.
Jefferson going to go for two. PAT brought to you by Complete Vision Care with locations in Leadington and Festus. Of course, we're here in Festus tonight. Frisk dropping back to pass, looking for that slant route across the middle. Ball is dropped. We remain tied here at 6. Complete Vision Care offers quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution. Locations in Ledington and Festus, the ideal choice for your routine exams and anything regarding your eye care since 1966. Again, we're all tied up at 6 with 10:27 to go here in the second quarter. We'll come right back. Listen to high school football and the Parkland Sports Leader, 1240 KFMO.
Imagine a place where sweet and savory meets tasty delicious. You must be thinking of Dairy Queen in Farmington and Potosi. Soft-served ice cream with your choice of toppings or crispy tenders with dipping sauces to fulfill your taste buds. Farmington and Potosi Dairy Queens are proud sponsors of high school sports.
Did you know that Ozarks Federal offers investment property loans for residential and non-residential real estate investors? Our investment property loans have flexible terms, and we offer purchase, refinance, and cash out loans that make those dreams become reality. We offer loans on land for construction and loans on improved or unimproved land. See a loan officer at one of our 5 locations to apply for an investment property loan. Ozarks Federal, always loyal, always local. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, www.ofsl.bank.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Morrison in Farmington, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Mineral Area Overhead Door in Farmington, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington, Southeast Missouri Mental Health in Farmington, and by Complete Vision Care, locations in Ledington and Festus.
Now the big man, Dakota Bowers, gets an opportunity to return one here following the Jefferson touchdown. He returns it for about 4 or 5 yards. It was a ground ball kick, which means Central will have good field position here. They take over on the Rebel 37-yard line. 6-6, 10:22 left to go here in the second quarter. A 5-yard touchdown run for the Jefferson QB, Cooper Frisk. Means we are tied in the early goings. Central gives up their first points of the 2025 season. Pistol formation, Pig still in at quarterback. He'll hand it off here on first down. No opportunities, no. Black is going to slip away. What can he do with it now as he tries to find the left sideline? He's being chased down, crosses the original line of scrimmage, and eventually is pushed out of bounds at the 43-yard line. Black turned what would have been maybe a loss of 3, ran about 30 yards, and will get about 6 yards for the effort. Nice play there from the sophomore Black.
Yeah, I think he ran about 30 yards to get a pickup of 6 and definitely basically took it from a loss of 5 to 10 to make it a solid gain and was able to do a nice job to tightrope down that far sideline to keep himself in bounds. You see a lot of times these guys take that shallow angle. They're not able to get out that far and be able to get upfield, but he did a good job there. And I think that may be the kind of momentum shift that Central needs to get a good drive going here.
Low snap. Pig able to get the handoff, though. Here is Black. He's into the secondary. Jukes back to his left. Crosses the Jefferson 45. He's down to the 41-yard line. Black with back-to-back big carries. This one, he'll get the yardage. All the way across midfield to the Blue Jay 41-yard line. First down and 10. It's a gain of about 16 yards. That time, Black didn't have to do anything fancy. Just run right up the middle.
Yeah, and that's a testament to this O-line giving him a nice clear lane to run and then was able to make a couple moves but able to hold on to the ball and get Central set up here with a nice first down in Jefferson territory.
First down and 10 again, ball in the Jefferson 41. Hand off here to Black. Black jukes back toward his left. Spins out here to about the 37. Make it a gain of 4, second down and 6 incoming. 9:22 left to go in this first half. Quick moving first half. Neither team airing it out too much. Both teams more content to keep it on the ground. Again, got started at the right at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Game about 33 minutes old. It started to rain here in Festus as well. The umbrellas have come out. Fortunately, our outdoor crew today, they've got some tents to stay under, so everybody's staying dry. Second down and 6. Handoff here, Karis Foster on the carry this time. But he'll be tackled in the backfield for what looks like a 1-yard loss. Foster, much like Black on his first carry of the drive, just nowhere to go. Jefferson fought their way through immediately.
Yeah, and that time Central took their time getting up to the line. They weren't really necessarily running no huddle, but they weren't necessarily taking a lot of time. That time they ran some substitutions in and out, and I think that allowed Jefferson to kind of gain a sense of composure here and kind of really settle in as it's getting ready to be third down, and they're going to say it's going to be third and eight.
Yeah, they actually moved him back a little bit further than I thought they would. Third down and eight. Approaching the eight-minute mark here in this first half. Second quarter, pig and shotgun formation, looking to pass. Pump fake. Now we'll throw it down the left sideline. Foster giving chase, but it's just over his outstretched arms. Incomplete. Fourth down, but I think we are still in four-down territory. We'll see what Coach Schweiss elects to do here.
Yeah, Foster was able to break free late. The cornerback on the outside really jammed him and forced him to go around him to the sideline. And Pig, he had to get rid of that ball because he got drilled as he let go. And that time just put a little bit too much on it. We'll see what the Rebels have on fourth down and long. We'll call it fourth and eight.
Fourth and eight. They're going to line up in the same formation here with two wide receivers lined up to the right. Two to the left as well. 5 men up front trying to get him to jump, and I think Jefferson did. I think it's Aiden Allen. They already got him once earlier in the first quarter. Might have got him again, and this will turn this fourth down into something a little more simple.
Yeah, and I think that's just mental exhaustion here. You're starting to approach the midpoint of that second quarter, really starting to maybe feel it kind of in your legs and in your lungs. We see some hands on hips from the guys that are going both ways. That's just a mistake that you cannot have, as he is lined up over the ball right now. And I believe...
Yeah, we didn't have 11 players on the field here for Central. It's going to be fourth down and three. Play clock down to 15. Pig under center for the first time tonight. Again, need to get to the 32-yard line. Men sent in motion. It's going to be a handoff in I formation. August Black immediately breaks through. He's got the first down and some extra yards as well. Just outside the red zone, gets down to the 22. Gain of 14 when you just needed the three. And that's just the speed there of Black. Got the hole he needed. More than happy to get to that top speed.
Yeah, you mentioned those men in motion. That was just overloading that right side of the line. And that's what we talked about earlier with that three front. If you're only running three, you're really putting yourself at a disadvantage at the line of scrimmage, and you're really hoping that your linebacking core can fill those holes. And that time, the play just developed way too fast.
Same formation. Chad Cosby sent in motion over to the left. Now going to send another man in motion. That's Dakota Bowers, kind of a fullback kind of situation. It's another handoff to Black. Same play, just flip it. And it's another solid chunk of yardage here for Black. He'll get inside the red zone to about the 16-yard line. Just flip it and run it again.
Yeah, and we've seen this is basically the August Black drive. If last drive was Cooper Frist, this is August Black. Karis Foster had one play, and every other play has been August Black, and his ability to run the ball and kind of find the creases and holes is they're actually going to move it back a yard, make it a pickup of five.
They would do that to me.
They would do that to us, partner.
They do that to me every game.
We are in this together, you and I.
Second down and five. 5-6 yards. I'm sure Black's fine either way. Pig going to mishandle the snap once again. Still has trouble falling on it. This time he's going to dive, and it looks like he got there first this time, but that's going to pretty much negate the forward progress of the last play and move them back outside the 25-yard line. It's a big loss here. Turns it into third down and looks to be 13 yards. Loss of eight. On the bad snap.
Yeah.
I think that one was handleable, though. I think Pig maybe just kind of caught it with the fingertips.
Yeah, and it was a little high and towards his right shoulder, and I think whenever he went to go get it, he pushed it back and made the situation even worse. That time he was able to finally corral it and fall on it, but it was a hot potato down there on the ground, and Jefferson just about had another turnover.
Central's last drive ended on a lost fumble, almost ended the exact same way. Central will go two shotgun formation, trips to the right. That includes Graff, Fowler, and Foster. Pig able to handle the snap this time, looking to go to the air. Screen play, August Black with the reception. He's got some room. He's past the 15 to the left sideline, out of bounds. Around the first down marker, they're going to give him the 11 or 12, it looks like. That'll be a gain of 18, 19. It's enough for a first down. It'll be first down and 10, but... just outside the end zone here. Not quite first and goal yet, but might as well be when you're on the 11-yard line.
Yeah, and that play almost didn't come together all the way as the pass was just a little underthrown as Pig was trying to get it up over his linemen that were breaking downfield. He was able to do a good job and get it down to his receiver, Black.
Black will take the handoff this time, dives forward to about the 10. Gain of one means second down and nine. 5.5 minutes left to go in this first half. Again, 6-6 our score. Both teams One touchdown today. Central through the air, Jefferson on the ground. Both teams failing their PAT tries. Central going for the kick, Jefferson going for two. Neither were able to convert. Three running backs in the backfield. It's a power eye formation here. Pitch out to the right. Black swept under the legs there. He's tackled in the backfield. It's going to be a loss of one. Back to the original line of scrimmage. Third down and 10.
Yeah, kind of more of a, you call it a power eye. I'm going to call it a super eye, as sure. They had Bowers in the backfield with the extra fullback, but we saw them really overload the line of scrimmage. And once they took Bowers off the line of scrimmage and kind of spread things out a little bit more, Jefferson's been able to really knife through that offensive front. Be interested to see if Central, if they go back to that well one more time and see if they will maybe try to force their hand at the line of scrimmage a little bit better and get some better holes.
We're going to have a timeout here on the field. Timeout taken by Central. Third down and 11 with 4:32 left to go in this first half. Again, third down 11 when we come back. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, KFMO Sports Plus, and the KFMO app.
Parklet Monument Company in Farmington has been serving the community for over 95 years with an experienced staff to help ensure the monument selected commemorates you and your family with their professional guidance. Parklet Monument Company, 5425 State Highway 32 in Farmington.
Schlosser Orthodontics offers orthodontic care unique to every patient's treatment needs. With both traditional braces and Invisalign therapies available, they make sure to address your dental concerns to achieve a smile that is both healthy and beautiful. Schlosser Orthodontics, 603 North Maple Street in Farmington.
High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by Willett Home Furnishings in Bonterre, Little Caesars locations in Farmington and Deloge, Boyden Associates in Farmington, Keen Performance in Bonterre, Ozarks Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge, and by New Era Bank.
Third down and 11 following the Central timeout. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegral, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, homeowners, or life insurance. Central knocking on the door, but a third down play as Pig will take the snap. Rolling out to his right, has a man coming across the middle. Ball is caught. Nick Fowler is going to be taken down at the 4-yard line. One man to beat. Unfortunately for Fowler, that man, Logan Vandeven. Vandeven came up with the tackle that time and saved what would have been six for Central. That'll make it fourth down and three. Yeah, that ball was skied. I was a little worried that was going to be intercepted.
It was skied, but Pig had to get it up and out of the way of the defender that was about to hit him. And now it's going to bring up fourth and manageable here, but it's fourth and four. You've got to really try to punch it into the end zone from all the way out at the four.
Pig under center sends a man in motion. You've got a fullback. That's Max Woods. August Black is the down back. Couple men sent in motion. Might be that play we saw earlier in the drive. It is. Hand off to Black, but he's hit in the backfield and dropped. It's a turnover on downs as Jefferson holds firm. Black unable to break on through. The tackle for Jefferson, that would be the defensive end, Troy Jefferson, the 265-pound senior. He's a big boy, just simply overpowered his man and got right to Black.
Yeah, and I think Central fooled him early on in that drive with that look. And I think Jefferson now realized, hey, if we see this, we're going to have to really toughen up. And they've done a good job of being able to knife through kind of this Central offensive front. And so it's a great play by Jefferson to really hold them, and great play by Troy Jefferson to tackle August Black and not let him escape like we saw earlier in the drive.
Jefferson gets the turnover on downs, but they'll start this drive deep within their own territory. It's first down and 10, ball on their own 7-yard line. Now it's actually the 8-yard line. It's a little bit out of my field of vision, but it's the 8-yard line. Shotgun formation for Frisk. It's pistol formation, to be precise. Two wide receivers lined up to the left. Frisk looking to go to the air. Pass down the left sideline, looking for his man Buehler. That ball is caught. He'll be taken now, but not before he finds his way into Central territory, all the way to the Rebel 49-yard line. That's just a simple go route. Speed versus speed, and that time Buehler won out for the Blue Jays. Gain of 43 yards.
Yeah, and that time, that's the time to take a shot. You've got all the momentum on your side. Just throw a ball up there, let your big fella go get it. And that's exactly what he did, as he was able to beat Nick Fowler on this near sideline and was able to get a nice chunk of change to start this drive.
Cooper Frisk on another keeper. He's past the 45 to around the 42. We got a flag in there at the end of the play, as Frisk was taken down near the Jefferson sideline. See what the call is here after a couple of offsides and false starts. It's been a pretty clean game thus far. Not a lot of flags either way. In fact, this will be our first non-dead ball flag. Still no indication yet, but it looks like it's going to be called here against Jefferson. Looks like they're getting ready to mark it off, and they will. Looks like it'll be holding here called on the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and it came from this near sideline official, and holding is the call. I was going to say, that was a clean tackle. I didn't think he was looking for a face mask on that tackle, but it'll back him up. It'll be first and 12 as they will flip to their own 49-yard line.
It'll be second down and 12, it looks like. Second down and 12 again. Ball on the Jefferson 49 now.
That was first down, wasn't it, partner?
It was, but Chain Gang's got the second down up, and so does the board. In fact, I think you've got some Jefferson coaches down there shouting, hey, it's first down, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Well, we'll see what they go with here. No changes yet. It's going to be a mishandled handoff. Frisk, I think, was trying to hand it off there to Kench. Kench wanted no part of it. Ball ends up on the ground, and Frisk will have to dive on it. It's a big loss here. They'll put third down up, and it'll be third down and 16.
The official here on this near sideline signaled second down. I think they're trying to figure out what down this is.
Well, if you're a fan of Missouri Tiger football, you're familiar with the fifth down play. That's kind of what we're cruising for here. Now they're going to switch it back to second. Actually, it would be more like third down punt. I don't know. That's what I get for trying to force a reference in there. I'm pretty weak on that. But it's going to be second down and about 16 to go. I'll stick to what I know. How about that? Shotgun formation. Fakes the handoff. Frisk rolling out toward his left. He's going to look to throw. Backing up, tries to just send one down the sideline, looking for Green. It's a few yards shy, and it'll be third down now for real, third down and 16.
Yeah, and I think that was more of a desperation heave than it was an attempt to get it to Green. Green was able to get a little bit of separation, but that ball was so underthrown because of the way Frisk was rolling to his left, trying to come back basically across his body to set and throw. Just wasn't able to do it, and now they're going to have third and long here. You've got two plays to maybe try to think about setting up to maybe go for it on fourth down, but I think if you're Jefferson, you're going to be looking to try to get all this in one go.
Something to watch for as well. The clock, 2:04 left to go here in the half. Depending on how this play goes, that might guide what Jefferson chooses to do on fourth down. It's going to be a keeper. Frisk following his lead blocker. Gets around the 50 to about the 46 before he's pushed out of bounds. It'll be a gain of 9, but well short of the line to gain. It'll still be fourth down here and 6. And so Jefferson's got all three timeouts. If you go for it here, I think you maybe start running off a little bit of clock just to make sure that Central, if you don't get it here, won't be able to do much. Central still with two timeouts of their own. In fact, Jefferson going to come straight to the line trying to get him to jump. Central holds. Now they'll look toward the sideline and head coach Matt Attlee. Pistol formation. Now they'll step back up. Play clock reads 5. Frisk takes a snap. Looking for a pass up the middle. That ball almost intercepted. Somehow ends up in the hands, though, of Aiden Ussery. And he's got the first down. Tell you what, when that ball came out of the hand of Frisk, I thought that was interception bait and a half. Somehow, that gets around Cosby into the hands of Ussery. He gains a first down. Ball is on the Central 36-yard line.
Yeah, that was a good throw there by Frisk to really compose himself, because he really didn't have a good handle of that snap and was able to really kind of force that ball in there. And Ussery, a good job to really be awaiting that pass.
First down and 10, clock reads 1:35. Frisk again looking to go to the air. Has a lot of time here in the pocket. Now moving toward his left. Now going to tuck it. Now going to run. Out of bounds. He's pushed. It'll be a loss. So give it a sack, quote-unquote. I think Chad Cosby will get credit for the sack there. Force Frisk out of bounds. It's going to be a loss of 1. Not the most impactful sack in the world, but Cosby's second sack tonight.
Yeah, and it stops the clock if you're Central. Maybe give yourself a chance to get the ball back and maybe get a drive together. But you really just needed that momentum killer, really kind of stop Jefferson from doing much of anything here on this drive. Obviously, a one-yard loss is not a whole lot, but it's still something to kind of sink your teeth into.
The rain has stopped here in Festus. A minute 25 on the clock. Second down and 11. Frisk again back to pass. Again has good protection. Looking to go down the middle of the field. Bueller wide open, but it's overthrown. Incomplete. And it'll be third down and 11. Again looking for that deep ball to Bueller. What we're learning about him, he's got some straight line speed. Beats Fowler off the ball again, but the throw from Frisk a little bit too much. Out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah, and that's not a bad play there if you're Jefferson. That's the down to probably take a shot if you weren't going to go on fourth down. Now you've got two plays to try to get this first down here and try to burn some more of this clock as you're in Central territory. They're at the Central 37 for this third and 11. But it'll be interesting to see if they go to the air one more time or if they try to run it on the ground and get a nice chunk play to set up for fourth.
Fakes the handoff. Frisk slips and falls. Looks like Cosby actually had his hands on him there. He'll get credit for the tackle. No gain, they'll say. Fourth down and 11. And now we'll see, I think, Jefferson facing a fourth down and long. I think Jefferson's not really going to rush to do anything here. They might just take a shot and see what they can get.
And Central does get the opening kickoff of the second half. So they may be patient enough to say, let's let them try to beat us first, and then we'll worry about trying to score after the halftime break.
Might not try to go for the deep shot. The more I think about it, just try to maybe find a play that gets you 11 yards and then kind of operate as necessary.
Yeah, and Matt Attlee is standing right next to the side judge, and he's going to call a timeout with 1 second on the play clock, 32 seconds left in the half. We'll get this fourth down conversion after we get back.
We'll see what Jefferson does here. It will be fourth down and 11. 32 seconds left to go in the half. We're all tied up here at 6. We'll send it over to Jared, though, for an update before we head on over to that break. Jared, what you got for us?
Thanks, Connor. We actually won't take a break. We will keep it here. They are in the second quarter in Glidwin, Illinois, and the Spartans having their way with North County. It's 27-0. Fredericktown up on Herculaneum late in the second, 14-0. SLU leads Hillsboro late in the first quarter there. They started later than us, 7-0. And Farmington back on top of St. Clair, 19-14 late in the second quarter. Valley Catholic leading St. Vincent, 20-0. And St. Genevieve Trails University City, 14-7. That's the out-of-town scoreboard, courtesy of Mineral Area Overhead Door at 1020 Woodlawn Drive, just north of Farmington, providing over 40 years of great service to their customers. Visit them at mineralareadoor.com. Connor, what's the atmosphere like in the press box? It's kind of chilly out here.
It's a little hot in here. Didn't have ears there for a second. It's a little hot in here, a little bit stuffy, but ultimately much better than last week. No fault of Farmington. I'm feeling a little more comfortable, though.
And we got a nice breeze through this open window that we've got going on right now.
And we've got power in the box tonight.
We do have power in the press box.
So all kinds of great stuff here. Again, Jefferson's got a nice facility here in Festus, a great-looking field. And we were talking about earlier, no visitor side. Everybody's sitting on the same side. You don't see that all too often. It's a nice stadium. Having a great time here on this Friday night. Fourth down and 11. Frisk rolling out to his right. Quick pass out to the right. Ball is caught by Vandeveen. Should I say Vandeven? He's got enough for the first down, and I think Jefferson, yeah, exactly. They got the yards they needed. They're going to take a timeout and explore their options. Needed 11, got 12, and Jefferson will take their second timeout of the half. Timeout's brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Santagra, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Quick break. We'll come right back. Again, 24 seconds left to go in this first half. We're all tied up at 6, Central and Jefferson. It's high school football and the Parkland sports leader, KFMO Sports Plus, and the KFMO app.
Complete Vision Care in Lettington and Festus recommends a child's first eye exam at 3 years old, but sooner, of course, if you notice any problems. They are here to serve patients of all ages.
When it comes to your eyes, listen to this voice. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Dairy Queen, locations in Farmington and Potosi, Liberty Security in Farmington, Buck Realty in Ironton, Parkland Monument Company in Farmington, Home Pools and Spa in Lettington, Otaki Lake KOA in Piedmont, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington.
hijacking the broadcast real quick. It's Titans, Glenwood Titans, not Spartans. Thanks, Pipkin. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Jared. And, you know, they say correcting yourself is a sign of humility. Jared Pettis, a very humble man. But again, Glenwood all over North County tonight. 24 seconds left to go in the first half. Cooper Frisk dropping back to pass. Looking toward the end zone, didn't have it, decides to tuck and run anyway. Spins to his left, brought down from behind. After a gain here of about three, and it looks like Jefferson going to be forced to use that final timeout. It'll be second down and seven on the gain of three by Frisk. And we'll take our perhaps final timeout of this first half as well. 14 seconds left to go in the half, and again, tied up at six. Central and Jefferson. Listen to high school football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, Campmo Sports Plus, and the Campmo app.
Giving is always in style at the Giving Tree Boutique on North Deloge Drive in Deloge. Picture yourself in the latest fall fashions designed to make you look and feel amazing, including team spirit wear that'll have you cheering in style. The Giving Tree Boutique, where fashion meets purpose and passion.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge, Sam Sism, Ford Lincoln, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, First State Community Bank, McDonald's at the Parkland, and by Horton Wampler Funeral Home in Park Hills.
Second down and six with 14 seconds left to go in the half. Jefferson with the football on the central 21-yard line. No more timeouts after the quarterback run. Cooper Frisk forced to carry the football after nothing really developing on the previous, on the pass, I should say, through the air. They're going to have to get it done right here, right now. Maybe time for a couple plays if you get down quickly. It'll be shotgun formation, four wide receiver set. Frisk takes a snap, rolls out to his left, looking for Bueller near the sideline. Ball's overthrown, falls incomplete. Third down and seven, 5 seconds run off the clock, nine to go in this first half.
Yeah, but not that play, I would have thought maybe they would have tried taking a shot at the end zone. I don't think you have a choice now. I think you have two plays to get into the end zone. Maybe one with how long Cooper Frisk has had time to kind of roll out and kind of survey his options. But that play, you know, it was a nice idea to try to maybe get yourself a little bit closer, get a little bit more high percentage throw at the end zone. But now you don't really have a choice. You're going to have to go for it now.
Coming up, pistol formation. Packing in two wide receivers on each side. Five men up front. We're going to get a timeout taken by Central. So we'll keep it right here as the Rebels take their second timeout of the half. Again, all timeouts brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. So again, 9 seconds left. You need to go 21 yards. Basically, if you fall down inbounds, you have to sprint. Get back to the line of scrimmage immediately and try. Well, no, you're not going to have time. If you don't get the first down, you won't have time. You won't be able to snap it. You're going to need to pretty much get it all right here, I think. If not, very, very close to the end zone so you can get that clock stopped on a first down.
We may see one more kind of quick out like we saw on first down that they weren't able to connect on. But then you have to go for the end zone. And if I'm Jefferson, I'm going to kind of gear up for this one big play because Central can't take another timeout after this. They can't take consecutive timeouts. I don't think you give them another look at getting kind of set up. I think you make them take this one timeout. You really force their hand with whatever their defense they're going to show you on this one play.
You have time maybe for two plays depending on how quickly this one develops. You're basically playing with house money here. Central won't have any time to do anything with it themselves. Pistol formation, same formation before the timeout. Frisk looking to pass, has time in the pocket, tucks and runs. He's going to be taken down from behind. Didn't get enough for the first down, and I think that will do it here for the first half. So Jefferson threatens, but Central holds firm. And after two quarters of play, we are tied up at six. It's a defensive battle tonight here in Festus. That'll take us into our Midwest Sports Center halftime report. Make sure you stick around. We've got stats on the way. We've got highlights. And, of course, we've got more updates from around the area here as well. It's Central 6, Jefferson 6. You're listening to high school football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, Campmo Sports Plus, and the Campmo app.
Camp, explore, and discover the beautiful Eastern Ozarks at Otaki Lake KOA in Patterson. With tons of options every night, such as lodging in deluxe cabins or camping, primitive cabins, as well as RV sites, you can take your whole group hiking in the woods or enjoy the many local events happening on and around the lake. There's something for everyone who loves the outdoors. Call 855-568-2454 and head to 1224 Wayne 318 in Patterson. Adventures await you at Otaki Lake KOA.
Prices the competition is trying to beat. Well, at Home Furnishings, we treat you just like family. For living rooms to bedrooms, dining rooms and more. Service after the sale, we're your full-line furniture store. Prices the competition is trying to beat. Well, at Home Furnishings.
Plenty of companies can help you with your home improvement projects, but few offer the skills and resources of 30-plus years in business. Dalton Home Improvement is experienced in exterior projects like doors, windows, siding, and gutters, and interior projects including kitchen and bath remodeling. Dalton Home Improvement can help you from start to finish when you are ready to make improvements on your home or business. Call 314-640-2808 or check them out at daltonhomeimprovements.com.
Need to remodel your house, replace your roof, or just pay off some credit card debt? Hi, Paul Hale here from New Era Bank. And our home equity lines of credit allow you to tap equity in your home without sacrificing that great rate on your current mortgage. Plus, we have affordable rates for our home equity lines of credit that will save you money over the current credit card rates that you have. For more details, visit our website at www.newerabank.com or call any of our convenient locations and ask to speak with a loan officer today. New Era Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Attention event planners! Make your next gathering unforgettable with Steak and Shake Catering.
Perfect for corporate meetings, community events, or sport team celebrations, treat your guests to mouth-watering signature burgers, variety of milkshakes, and convenient group meal packages.
Located on Veterans Boulevard and Festus, we offer quality ingredients at affordable prices. Don't settle for ordinary catering.
Call 636-933-0255 now and book Steak and Shake for your next event.
Gilster Mary Lee is looking for CDL drivers for their local fleet. Must be 19 years of age and pass a physical. Starting pay is at $16 an hour with regular increases and overtime offered. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Looking for a new bank? We've got you covered. At First State Community Bank, we're here to make the switch easy. With local bank experts who know you by name, powerful digital tools for banking anywhere, and a commitment to our community, we're more than just a bank. We're your financial partner. Ready for a bank that puts you first? Visit a nearby branch or learn more at fscb.com and make the switch seamless. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Bank NMLS number 412605.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store. On Walker Drive in Farmington, the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO.
Back here at Jefferson High School, it is intermission. It is halftime, and the score... we haven't decided anything. 6-6, we are tied up after one half of play. Jared Pettis and Braden Cooley with you here outside the press box. It is Zach Pipkin and Connor Harbit inside the press box. Jay Sodal producing the video broadcast on top of the press box. We're on KFMO Sports Plus. Glad you're with us. You could also tune in on the KFMO app. It's time to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, courtesy of Mineral Area Overhead Door. A lot of games taking place. Let's get into it. Starting with the MAFC conference, we will go ahead and take a look at what's going on with the Festus Tigers. They're up in the second quarter on Howell Central, 14-0 in that game. And North County trails Glenwood, Illinois nearing halftime, 34-0, the Titans leading the Raiders. Fredericktown leads Herculaneum late in the second, 14-0. Hillsboro trails SLU, the Junior Billikens, 14-0. That game nearing the second quarter. And DeSoto leads Perryville at halftime, 13-7. Farmington laying the smackdown on St. Clair in the second quarter. They were trailing, now leading 32-14. Valley Catholic leads St. Vincent, 27-0 at half. St. Genevieve up on University City, 14-13. And at last check at halftime, Windsor shutting out Afton, currently 22-0. And here in our broadcast game, the score 6-6 at halftime. It was a very quick first half as both teams were moving the ball well. We'll have our halftime highlights and our stats and more in this Midwest Sports Center halftime report. Those out-of-town scoreboard, that out-of-town scoreboard check, I should say, brought to you by Mineral Area Overhead Door at 1020 Woodlawn Drive, just north of Farmington, providing over 40 years of great service to their customers. Visit them at mineralareadoor.com. It is the Midwest Sports Center halftime report, tied up at half, 6-6, Central and Jefferson. Highlights coming up after this break here on KFMO Sports Plus and your mobile device, the KFMO app. Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
Pre-planning a funeral is very personal. Whether it's special music or a favorite poem, each person has their own wishes. At Cozine Memorial Chapel, we're here to help you express those wishes.
Proud to be a part of high school sports, Cozine Memorial Chapel and Crematorium, 217 West Columbia in Farmington.
Attention pizza lovers!
Little Caesars Pizza wants their valued customers to know that due to a recent fire,
the Little Caesars Pizza in Deloge is currently closed.
But don't worry, your favorite hot and ready pizza is still available
with the Farmington Little Caesars.
Whether it's a classic pepperoni, cheese, or crazy bread, the Farmington location is open and ready to serve
with the same great quality you've come to love.
So if you're hungry for the best pizza in town,
head to the Farmington Little Caesars.
It's hot and ready, waiting for you.
Pizza, pizza.
To everyone who believes a good meal can always be made even better, come try our new chicken sandwiches at Culver's.
We're talking juicier chicken with crispier breading, and it's all served on a buttery brioche bun and topped with crisp dill pickles, creamy mayo, and fresh lettuce and tomato. You're sure to enjoy your first bite and every bite after that.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Visit your local Culver's on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
Oh no, my car won't start.
You should call Boyd Towing. They offer 24/7 emergency services.
Thanks, I'll give them a call.
Boyd Towing in Farmington offers a variety of services, including towing, roadside assistance, tire changes, and jump starts.
Oh, what if my keys are locked in my car?
Boyd Towing can help with that too. Find them on Facebook or call 573-431-1050 today, and Boyd Towing will be headed your way. That's 573-431-1050.
It starts with an idea, a logo, a message, a spark. Graphic Options in Farmington brings it to life on shirts, signs, banners, and more. Fast, local, unforgettable. Graphic Options in Farmington. Quality graphics, endless options.
Hang out with your friends at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre. Hubs offers great lunch and dinner items and daily specials. From sandwiches, steaks, fish, salads, or wings, they have something you'll love. Stop by for lunch or dinner, or just come hang out and watch the game. Let the good times roll at Hubs Pub and Grill in Bon Terre. Check us out on Facebook or online at hubspubandgrill.com. From engine repair to collision repair, Keen Performance in Bon Terre is all things automotive. They service all makes and models and will have you back on the road in no time. Keen Performance, located on Stormy Lane off of Highway K in Bon Terre, proud supporter of high school sports.
Back here once again on KFMO Sports Plus and the KFMO app. Let's check out some highlights, shall we? 6-6 is our score. The Central Rebels and the Jefferson Blue Jays tied up at the half. Got a few highlights, though, in this one, despite it being a low-scoring game. Central found a defensive stop on the first drive of the game, got the football back, and were able to march down the field to pick up the game's first points on this long touchdown pass. Makes it three on the right-hand side. Pig looking to air it out. Screen play caught by Devin Graff. He's got some room. He's got the first down. He's past the secondary, and he might be gone. To the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Central. A screen play. They got the blockers they needed. And Central strikes first with 4:30 to go in the first. It's 6-0. Thought Central might have a chance to make it a two-score lead after they stopped Jefferson once again. Seemed to be marching down the field once again. However, a bad snap. A bad decision from the quarterback, King. Jefferson picking up what has been the game's only turnover. Unable to find any open space with the football. Now here's a snap that gets away from the quarterback, Pig. Pig gonna try to pick it up, slips, and it looks like Jefferson may have fell on that football. Pig tried to pick it up and run with it. However, he left the football behind, and Jefferson is able to get to it. Gavin Green recovers the fumble for the Blue Jays, and they have great field position. They take over. 11 minutes left to go in the second on the Central 36-yard line. Yeah, 36 yards to go, and well, the quarterback, Cooper Frist, said, I'll take all those 36 yards. Three plays is all it took for Frist to get down the field, culminating in this 5-yard touchdown run. Keeps it himself once again, going back to the well, forward, into the end zone, touchdown, Jefferson. Tell you what, Cooper Frisk, he took advantage all 36 yards of the drive. Go to the quarterback as he punches it in for six. Jefferson a chance to take the lead, pending this PAT. Cooper Frisk, the leading rusher tonight for the Blue Jays. We'll get to that in just a moment. But again, Central, a recurring theme tonight. It looks like the Rebels are going to score before something gets in their way. This time, our final highlight, a turnover on downs on what was essentially fourth and goal. Couple men sent in motion. Might be that play we saw earlier in the drive. It is. Hand off to Black, but he's hit in the backfield and dropped. It's a turnover on downs as Jefferson holds firm. Black unable to break on through the tackle for Jefferson. That would be the defensive end, Troy Jefferson, the 265-pound senior. He's a big boy, just simply overpowered his man and got right to Black. And that's where we stand. 6-6 our score. Neither side able to convert their PAT. We are tied up heading into the second half. So a great game brewing here in Festus. A defensive battle so far. We'll take ourselves a quick break. When we come back, we'll have your stats from the half. Your stats brought to you by Sam Sism for Lincoln, supporting our communities since 1937. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to High School Football on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on KFMO Sports Plus and the KFMO app.
From engine repair to collision repair, Keen Performance in Bon Terre is all things automotive. They service all makes and models and will have you back on the road in no time. Keen Performance, located on Stormy Lane off of Highway K in Bon Terre, proud supporter of high school sports.
You know Mineral Area Overhead Door has sold and installed garage doors and openers since 1978, but we also have windows, patio covers, screen rooms, and more. Check out our beautiful showroom on Highway 67 in Farmington or visit mineralareadoor.com. Need a hinge, cable, remote? Yeah, we've got that. Mineral Area Door has a huge inventory of parts for your convenience. Call 431-6123 or visit our website at mineralareadoor.com. Serving you since 1978.
From the court to the field, Savage Electric Power's hometown pride. Supporting every serve, swing, and score all season long. Savage Electric, keeping the lights bright for every game, every athlete, every win.
Back here once again, halftime here at Jefferson High School here in Festus. 6-6 is our score. The Central Rebels tied up with the Jefferson Blue Jays. Again, Connor Harbit, Zach Pipkin on the call here tonight. Jared Pettis and Braden Cooley over to our left. doing things live here tonight. Well, live's not the right word. How about on location here tonight, taking care of the out-of-town scoreboard updates? And, of course, Jay Sodal up top taking care of the camera here tonight. Again, if you haven't had an opportunity to check out the live stream, make sure you do that. A couple ways to watch, KFMOsports.com, or you can also catch it on Facebook, at our Facebook page. That's AM 1240 KFMO. It's picture clear. Hey, it's time for stats. They're brought to you by Sam Sism for Lincoln, supporting our community since 1937. Zach, what are the stats looking like for this game?
It's been pretty even, partner, and we'll look at first the stats for the teams, I should say. Central, 86 yards through the air, 46 yards on the ground, 132 yards total, averaging only 3.6 per play. A lot of that has come from large losses from bad snaps. And we'll look at Jefferson. They have 62 yards through the air, 59 on the ground, 121 total, 7 yards a play for the Blue Jays. So they've been doing pretty solidly with every play. And we'll look now at the individual stats. Brody Pigg is 4 of 6, all 86 of those passing yards and one touchdown. That touchdown going to Devin Graff, one reception, 56 yards, and that touchdown on the screen pass early in that in the ball game. August Black, one catch, 18 yards. Nick Fowler, one catch, 7 yards. Caris Foster, one catch for 5 yards. And on the ground, August Black, 9 carries, 48 yards. Caris Foster, 2 touches for 1 yard of gain. Brody Pigg, we're going to call it 6 carries, counting the sacks and the fumbles, negative 1 yards on the ground. Nick Fowler, 1 carry for negative 2 yards. And then on Jefferson, it's been the Cooper Frisch show. Everything basically runs through him. He's 5 of 10 through the air passing for 62 yards. Those receptions courtesy of Noah Buehler, a one catch for 43 yards. That's a major, major part of this offense. Aiden Ussery, 2 catches for 10 yards. And Logan Van Deven, 2 catches for 9 yards. And then on the ground, Cooper Frisch, 14 carries for 56 yards and a touchdown. Tyler Crater, 2 carries for 3 yards total.
And so those are your halftime stats. They're brought to you by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, supporting our communities since 1937. Shop local, where hundreds of makes and models come with a no-cost to you forever warranty. Go online to SismFord.com or call 573-431-3177. And so we are at halftime. We've got about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes until the kickoff here in the second half. Jared, it's been a fun night of football, not only here in Festus, but we've had some scores from around the area, some area teams that we kind of were looking for as contenders. They're taking care of business here tonight. A couple teams having a rough night or so. But ultimately, it's all week two stuff. And we're finding out again, as I said at the top of the broadcast today, who are kind of the contenders and who are kind of the pretenders.
That's absolutely right. Of course, Hillsboro started their game off slow last week. They've done so again tonight, down 14-0 against the SLU Junior Billikens. But outside of that, Festus, they're dominating tonight. Glenwood, Illinois is stomping North County. Valley Catholic going back and, or I beg your pardon, leading St. Vincent. It's St. Genevieve and University City going back and forth as well. We'll keep you posted throughout the second half, but it's time to wrap up halftime, Connor.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. When we next chat, it'll be time for the second half. Something's got to give here. Both teams with the touchdown, both teams with a failed PAT, but somebody's going to walk out of here still undefeated. Back in a moment, you're listening to High School Football, not only here on KFMO Sports Plus, but also the KFMO app.
You've been listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store on Walker Drive in Farmington.
Stay tuned. The second half is next after these messages.
From the court to the field, Savage Electric Power's hometown pride. Supporting every serve, swing, and score all season long. Savage Electric, keeping the lights bright for every game, every athlete, every win.
At Buck Realty in Ironton, we connect you with properties in the most scenic area of Southeast Missouri. Buck Realty specializes in hunting land and recreational property and offer a wide range of land, farms, acreages, homes, and even commercial property. Our local experts know the terrain and the market better than anyone. Give them a call today, 573-546-5546.
High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by Culver's in Farmington. Real estate agent Mary Hagan with Coldwell Banker Halsey in Farmington. American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson in Farmington. Schlosser Orthodontics. Cozine Memorial Chapel in Farmington. And by Riverside Grill in Park Hills.
Back here at Jefferson High School in Festus, about to start the second half. Again, Central deferred after winning the opening coin toss, which means they'll receive here in the second half. Again, we're all tied up at 6-6 between the Rebels and the Blue Jays. Connor Harbert, Zach Pipkin on the call. Jerry Pettis and Braden Cooley over in the quote-unquote on-location studio today. And Jace Odell up top. He's filming things today. Opening kickoff going to be returned here by August Black. Runs right into a blocker, but somehow breaks his way on through. He's got some serious yardage. He's past the 45 to about the 47-yard line. Ran right into his blocker. Thought maybe the route running could, or the directional game planning there could have used some work, but ultimately when you can stay on your feet like that, who am I to judge?
Well, he was following the Zach Pipkin coaching method of run to the sidelines away from everybody else, and then I think it was the kicker, Frisk, was actually down there looking to tackle him and just kind of ran right by him, and then he was able to find a crease and use that speed. You don't necessarily would think that until you see him kind of accelerate and use that burst of speed that he has. And that gives Central great field position as they'll start at their own 47.
This drive again starts, as you said, on the Central 47-yard line. Shotgun formation. Brody Pigg, who's played all game at quarterback today, he'll hand it off on first down, nowhere to go. I believe that was Black on the carry. It was. He'll lose a yard. Second down and 11. And that's been an interesting note tonight. We heard about the two quarterback system. It would be Pig. It would be Patterson. It would be Pig. Tonight, it's been all Brody Pig.
Yeah, and I think that's a coaching decision that, you know, maybe will set up your program for the future. Obviously, Braden Patterson is a senior. You don't necessarily love using a stopgap one-year quarterback. Brody Pick, he's going to be around for another two seasons after this. I think giving him the most game experience now, as long as he's keeping you competitive in this game, which he obviously is, other than the bad snaps. But I think that is what is leading this decision from Coach Weiss.
Wide receiver end around. Nick Fowler fighting for every inch at the end of that one. Eventually, he's going to be tackled at the 50-yard line. We'll get that yard lost back, and then about three more. Gain of four for Fowler. It'll be third down and 7. Already a minute gone by here in this third quarter. Yeah, as you mentioned, both quarterbacks, similar skill sets. Both can throw it a little bit. Both can run it a little bit. The main difference is Pig is a couple years younger and a couple inches taller as well. 6 foot on the roster. Patterson, 5'10", 170 pounds. Pig also 165 pounds. Man set in motion, that's Devin Graff going to his left. It's a screenplay designed for Black. Gets away from one would-be tackler. Out past the line of scrimmage, dives forward. Did he get enough for the first down? I think he might have, and if he didn't, it's going to be very close. It looks to be 6 yards. It'll be fourth down, but fourth down and one. Easy decision, I think, to go for it here.
Yeah, and I think, but you also have to, if you're going to go power, which it looks like they're going to, is they're going to run in some extra linemen and tight ends. I think you're really going to have to be efficient with this power eye look that we're going to see here from Central, as Jefferson was able to finally stop it there at the end of this at the end of the first half. I think this play is going to have to really be crucial, and you're going to have to go pretty quick.
It is that super eye formation, as you said. Quarterback sneak. Pig actually gets a nice push from behind, but he lost the football, and I think Jefferson picked it up once again. Tell you what, that was going to be a great play for Central, but it looks like Pig might have had it punched out. And Jefferson will fall on the football. Second fumble of the game and the second Blue Jay turnover.
Yeah, and those are the things that we talked about during the last turnover. Those are things that you're going to have happen with a sophomore quarterback. And like you mentioned, he may not have expected to be as far downfield as he was. And obviously, got to have that ball security. Going to have to really be careful to not give up any more free possessions, as Jefferson was able to start kind of putting something together at the end of that first half.
Well, again, Central building momentum, only to have it ripped away. We talked about that during the highlight segment of the halftime show. Cooper Frisk going to keep it himself here on first down. Going toward the left sideline, steps out of bounds around the original line of scrimmage, that being the 35-yard line. Looks to be no gain, second down and 10. We've talked a lot about Cooper Frisk here today. He's the leading ball carrier, the leading passer. I believe all but 3 yards today have come from Frisk in some way, shape, or form. He's been basically the focal point of this offense.
Yes, and he's shouldered the burden very well. Kind of took maybe a drive or two to kind of get into the flow and kind of see what Central was going to throw at him. But now he's been really able to just use his athleticism and kind of create on his own. And I think that's going to be a really big factor here as Jefferson keeps moving the ball down the field.
Pistol formation. Quick pass out to the right. Noah Buehr with the catch. He's going to be taken down just shy of the first down marker. Looks to be 9 on the play. It'll be 3rd down and 1. Ball on the Jefferson 44-yard line. And Buehr, who is actually listed on the roster as a quarterback, make no mistake, he's played wide receiver. Lots of receiving stats from that first game, that first win over Priory. And he's got a couple big catches tonight. 52 yards receiving for Buehr. 3rd down and 1. Flag on the play. Play will continue. Frisk across the 45. Hit and taken down just shy of midfield at the 49-yard line. But we have to come back and see where that flag came in. Came in pretty quick after that ball was snapped.
Yeah, and I believe it came from this near side official once again. And we'll see if maybe that was part of the reason why he was able to get downfield was a offensive penalty. And that's kind of where it's looking like, as Jefferson's already walking backwards.
Already marching back. And so might be offsides. Might be false start. It is going to be false start against Jefferson. That 3rd and 1 will turn into 3rd and 6. Ball now on the Jefferson 39-yard line. 8:49 left to go here in this third quarter.
Still 3rd and manageable. We've seen them be able to pick up this yardage here, but you're definitely not in 4-down territory. I think you're going to have to be really careful if you try to go for it on 4th down. I think you really need to try to get this chunk of yardage all in one go.
3rd and 6, pistol formation, 2 wide receivers to the right and 2 to the left. Frisk rolling out to his right, going to air it out, looking for his man on the sideline, Van Deven. Did he catch it? They're going to say he did. Was able to keep his foot in bounds, and if so, well, nobody's really committing to it yet, and I think actually it might have been incomplete. I think the PA man may have fooled me on that one. Yep, it's going to be 4th down and 6. Looks like he might have not been able to get that foot down. Definitely caught the pass, but couldn't keep his feet in bounds.
Yeah, and that was going to be a tough call for any official to make, as he was very well covered. It was a well-thrown ball there by Frisk to basically give his man the only opportunity to catch it. But like you mentioned, that would have been a real tap dance over there on the sideline and just unable to make it happen.
4th down and 6, high arcing snap. It's been dangerous all night back there. But Frisk will get the punt away. It bounces out of bounds at about the Central 26-yard line. And tell you what, that long snapper for Jefferson, he puts that in a rainbow arc and gives Central a dangerous amount of time to get back there and maybe block it. But got to give credit to the protection there. They've given Frisk some time to get that football away.
Absolutely. And that's something that, especially as if your quarterback is your punter. We saw this a lot with Cason Murphy in the Central Rebels a couple years ago on their way to the state title. It's not always a given that he's going to be able to punt that ball away. I think they've given him the nice option to be able to A, punt the ball away as intended, or B, make something happen. And he's done a pretty good job with his punt so far tonight.
So Central takes it once again. 1st down and 10. Brody Pigg on the carry. He'll get a yard, nothing more. 2nd down and 9. Pigg, much like Frisk, has done his fair share of work today. Not quite 100% of the workload like Frisk, but he's been able to get some things done today. Of course, has the 2 fumbles. That's a bit of a black mark on his day, but ultimately, not having a bad night for a sophomore quarterback.
No, and I think it's a sign of confidence that Corey Schweiss and his group are leaving him in there to try to keep the momentum going and try to really get him, let him face some adversity that maybe he has caused himself, and try to let himself get back out of it. And I think that's a good decision for a young quarterback.
2nd down and 9 after the previous gain of 1. Shotgun formation, 2 wide receivers each side. Brody Cole sent in motion to his right. Pig looking to pass, steps up in the pocket, now looking to keep it himself. Past the line of scrimmage, across the 30 to about the 34, 35-yard line. Really turns something into nothing there as he gains about 8. I thought maybe Pig was going to run out of room to run quickly there, but Pig, he's got some good lateral movement. Juke left and right there to kind of create himself an 8-yard gain. It'll be 3rd down and 1.
And Coach Schweiss talked about his ability to run the ball and how impressive he was on the ground. And, you know, that's the kind of mobility that Central likes having. They like having a versatile guy in that backfield able to make plays happen.
It's that super eye formation here on 3rd and 1. 3 backs lined up behind the quarterback. It's another keeper for Pig. Pig this time able to hang on as he crosses the 40 to the 41. Gain of 6 on the quarterback sneak. It'll be first down and 10. 7 minutes left to play in this third quarter.
Yeah, but in that time, it was just a good push. It was the same play, just ran to the opposite side between the center and the left guard. And that time, he had a tight hold of that football as he went down to the ground. It was a nice pickup there for Central, really try to get a drive established. We really haven't seen them drive down the field a long way. This could be that first real opportunity.
First down and 10. Again, ball is placed on the Central 40-yard line. Trips to the right and one wide receiver to the left. Black in the backfield alongside Pig. He'll take a few steps back under a lot of pressure here. Moves toward his left. Going to scare it out, but it's intercepted here by Evan Botkin. Botkin with the interception for Jefferson. He's still on his feet as he gets all the way down to the Rebel 10-yard line. Pig forcing a throw across the middle of the field. Botkin right place, right time. That kind of pseudo-linebacker defensive back spot comes up with a huge Jefferson interception. Third Central turnover today, and Jefferson 10 yards away from perhaps taking their first lead of the game.
Yeah, and that was just a decision that Brody Pick saw that his man was open, but he didn't see the defender coming in and closing down on that route. And that was going to be a tough play to make anyway, rolling to his left, trying to throw back into the middle of the field. It was just a tough play from a young quarterback.
First down and goal from the 10. Flag is thrown as Frisk keeps it himself. Some trouble in the backfield, just barely able to get it back to the line of scrimmage. But again, we do have a flag. Jefferson's been the recipient of of more flags here today. We will see if this might make this first down and goal a little bit trickier. It is going to be holding initially. They signaled it on Central. That was a mistake. It's actually an illegal shift on Jefferson. Not on Central, but on Jefferson. We all messed up there. I'll take some of the blame, too. I got the penalty wrong. But I think it might have been penalty declined. It is. Central would rather take second down and goal.
That's an interesting decision. I would.
Second down and goal from the 10.
I would make them try to go again, but obviously, you're just burnt to play, so interesting decision there from Coach Schweiss.
Second down and goal from the 10 after the penalties declined. Frisk fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. Max Woods into the backfield for the tackle. It was a designed quarterback keeper, but Max Woods blew through the line that time and will back up Jefferson another yard. It's third down and goal from the 11.
Yeah, they've seen that look too many times. I don't think they're going to get fooled. And that's linebacking core that we've really bragged about. Last year, it was anchored by Jackson Jones. But this time, it's a lot of guys. Chad Cosby's done a really good job on this near side, really forcing Frisk to go out wide. And then Diaz and Woods have done a great job holding down the middle of the field.
Third down and 11. That decision to decline the penalty looks a little bit smart here. It is third down. We know Jefferson didn't attempt a PAT after their touchdown. Frisk having trouble receiving the snap. Under pressure, throws it toward the corner of the end zone. Karis Foster with some good coverage knocks it away. It'll be fourth down and goal from the 11.
Yeah, great job there by Dakota Bowers. Basically almost had a shoestring tackle for a sack. He kind of blew that play up right from the get-go. And Karis Foster on the back end. I don't think that pass was going to be catchable either way, but Karis Foster, a great job to knock it further out of bounds and knock it out of the way.
Yeah, Foster certainly made it, so it was definitely 100% uncatchable. That throw, again, might have been overthrown by a yard or two, but Foster, hey, why not? Maybe you come up with an interception if you tip it up in the air. Fourth down and goal from the 11. Again, Jefferson not really confident in the kicking game, as we found out from that earlier PAT try. They're going to go for it here. Central looking for an impressive stop after giving up the interception. Play clock is at 1. And it looks like we're going to get a delay of game call here unless Jefferson got the timeout off. And I think they did. Jefferson will take the timeout. That's their first of the second half. Timeout's brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sansegra, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact him today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Quick break. We come back. It'll be fourth down and goal from the 11-yard line. 5:16 left to go in the third. Tied up at 6. You're listening to high school football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, KFMO. Sports Plus in the KFMO app.
At Boyd & Associates, we're not your average CPA firm. We're a group of highly motivated and skilled accountants here to ensure success and efficiency as you scale your business. By choosing B&A, you'll receive support through one-on-one consulting in order to gain insight into business best practices, receiving personalized recommendations, expert oversight, and alliance in achieving your goals. We connect, collaborate, and provide ongoing support so that you're never building alone. Boyd Associates, we're the missing piece to your team.
Hi, I'm Mitch Holters, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Chiefs losing down in Brazil at the moment, 13-6. You can listen to that one on AM 1240 KFMO. We come back to this one, though, here in Festus, Jefferson High School, tied up at 6. Fourth down and goal for the Blue Jays. They need to get 11 yards to score and break this tie we've had since early in the second quarter. Connor Harbit, Zach Pipkin on the call tonight. Pistol formation, Cooper Frisk takes the snap. Going toward the back corner of the end zone, that ball is overthrown, incomplete, and Central gets the turnover on downs. A nice stop, nice job facing adversity there. Central not giving up an inch, in fact, pushing Jefferson back a yard to give this offense another try.
Yeah, that's a heck of a stand as they were able to get two basically stops in the run game and really forced Frisk to pass. And that time, just two overthrown balls into the end zone. And that's a easy turnover on downs for the Rebels as they're trying to get something started here.
Yeah, now Central will have to get something started themselves. They've had their struggles today, mostly with the turnovers. It's trips to the right, one wide receiver left. Foster, the lone wide receiver, lined up on the left-hand side. Pig and shotgun formation. Black is the receiver. Pass up the middle of the field, looking for Max Woods. That pass is broken up. It's the safety over the top, that being Gavin Green. Was able to hit Woods. That was a bit of a hospital pass there, as they call it, as Woods had no idea Green was coming up on him. Lucky, maybe, that it was just an incomplete pass.
Yeah, and we've seen that play run by Central before where they'll fake the screen and they'll run the tight end right up the middle of the field. And that time, it was a good job by Gavin Green to cut down and recognize what was happening from that safety spot.
Yeah, Green wanted the tackle. He did not want the ball on that one. Here is that screen play. Ball is caught by Fowler. Trying to follow a blocker through. Gets to about the 12-yard line. Gain of 2. It'll be second down and 8. Tackle was made by Tyler Crater. Good job sticking with the screen that time, even through the lead blocker. And, well, actually, I thought it was going to be a gain of 2. It was not. It was no gain. Third down and 10. I always follow the wrong ref.
And we're at a sharp angle, partner.
We are. No excuses, though. I told myself here in 2025, I wouldn't blame the refs every single time. I know I did that last year, and I'm not trying to do it this year.
Already in mid-season form.
I am in mid-season form. We're in week 2, baby. Broadcast game number 6, I believe. Shotgun formation here on third down and 10. Looking to air it out down the left sideline. Jump ball. Foster has it stolen away. It's another interception here for Jefferson. It's going to be Logan Vandeven up the right sideline. He will score. Touchdown, Jefferson. It was a jump ball. Both Karis Foster and Logan Vandeven go up for it. Foster had a hand on it for a brief moment. Vandeven rips it away and then had smooth sailing down the right sideline for 6. It's a defensive touchdown on the 4th turnover of the day for the Central Rebels.
Yep, and that time it was just a ball that hung up in the air too long as Karis Foster, I think Brody Pig may have released it just a little bit early. Karis Foster was able to close the distance down on his man Vandeven, but once he went up, he wasn't really in a good position. It was going to be a hands-only catch if he would have gotten it, and Vandeven was able to kind of box him out and turn the corner and scamper down that far sideline. And that's a big play for Jefferson.
It's about a 40-yard interception return for Vandeven. And Jefferson will line up for 2. Now leading 12-6 with 4:09 left to go in this third quarter. Frisk in shotgun. Tyler Crater the back. Frisk faked the handoff. Gets away from one would-be tackler. Looking for the pylon. Dives and he's in. It's an 8-point lead for the Blue Jays. But an interception for Logan Vandeven. And a return up the right sideline breaks our scoreless tie. It's Jefferson 14, Central 6. We'll take a break and come right on back. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, KFMO Sports Plus, and the KFMO app.
Hungry? The Riverside Grill on East Main Street in Park Hills has homemade daily specials, or choose from a menu of other delicious entrees. Or stop
Hello?
By for a hearty breakfast every day from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. The Riverside Grill, across from the Farmers Market in Park Hills.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they've got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Morrison in Farmington, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Mineral Area Overhead Door in Farmington, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington, Southeast Missouri Mental Health in Farmington, and by Complete Vision Care, locations in Lettington and Festus.
Well, I'll tell you what, during that break, we actually had the trainer come out and check on Jefferson QB Cooper Frisk. He did jog back to the sideline, so it looks like he's all right, but did have to check on him after that two-point conversion. As you might remember, dive toward the pylon. Might have landed a little wrong there. Those pylons, they're pretty heavy. But Frisk looks all right. It's a 40-yard pick six. Logan Vandeven breaking our scoreless tie. But Jefferson will kick it away. It's another return here from the front line for Central. That time, picking up and running with it. That would be Kellen Welch, who brings it out to the Jefferson 39-yard line. 14-6 our score, 4:05 left to go in the third quarter, and I think the story now for Central, you got to get out of your own way. Four turnovers tonight, two interceptions, two fumbles. You just got to calm down and take care of the football.
Not including the turnover on downs that you were near basically the red zone on the other end. So that's five possessions now that they've had a chance to maybe try to get something going. They've moved the ball decently well tonight. But like you said, they just cannot get out of their own way. And Brody Pigg is still in at quarterback.
Pigg will try it again here. It's a quarterback keeper following August Black through the gap as he gets about 3 or 4 yards. Now place it here at the 43 for a gain of 4 yards. Second down and six. Two lost fumbles today, two interceptions. And again, as you mentioned, the turnover on downs. Central offense, it really looked like they were going to have their way today, judging by those first couple of drives. However, as we found out today, it's been all about the defense instead. Both ways. Shotgun formation. Pig will hand it off this time to Black. Black, a hard hit at the legs. Who got in there? It looks like that might have been Evan Botkin. He's already got a highlight play tonight with the interception, the first interception of the night. He was in there, and actually they'll also say in on the tackle that time was Holden Green. I have him on the wrong number on the defensive side, as we found out. Used to wear a different number. Nope. He's on the defensive line wearing 53. He was also in on the play that time. Gain of one. It'll be third down and five. Third and five, 2:45 on the clock. Two wide receivers right. Quick pass out toward the left. Ball caught by Karis Foster. Able to get away from one tackler, but loses his footing. He'll dive forward to get a couple more yards here. Not enough for the first down. It'll be fourth down and two. Gain of three on the pitch and catch from Pig to Foster there.
Yeah, and the timing on that play just wasn't quite right, as Foster was really trying to go out to that sideline, and he kind of had to kind of hitch and kind of wait for that ball to get to him. And by that time, the defender kind of closed up, and that kind of took any kind of time and space Foster may have had to get upfield away.
Into that super eye power formation, we've seen the quarterback sneak work pretty well the last couple times they've gone to it, despite the fumble on one of those two tries. We've seen Jefferson, they've been able to adapt to certain plays, and I think Central's going to have to burn a timeout. Yeah, they only had 10 on the field, and the play clock running down. To avoid the delay of game penalty, they'll take a timeout instead. It's their first timeout of the second half. Timeout's brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sansegras, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington. Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home business, or life insurance. A minute 57 left to go in the third. 14-6 Jefferson. High school football on the Parkland Sports Leader, KFMO Sports Plus.
Trust your ride to Wade's Auto Service. Locally owned, serving Farmington since 2015. From oil changes and brake service to diesel diagnostics, all backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Wade's Auto Service, proud sponsor of high school sports.
Before we get you back to Connor and Zach, an out-of-town scoreboard check in University City, the St. Genevieve Dragons victorious 27-13. The Dragons now 2-0 as they beat University City again 27-13. Valley Catholic up on St. Vincent in the third, 34-7. Farmington leading St. Clair in the third, 33-14 at last check. Back to Connor and Zach in the broadcast booth to our right.
Area teams doing well tonight. We'll see all three of those teams a little bit further down the line. The Warriors, the Dragons, and the Knights.
Great.
Great night for some of the area teams. Fourth down and two. Central, after taking that timeout, come out in that super eye formation. It's another quarterback keeper. This time it's going to be close. Where did Pig get to with the football? They're coming in around the 49, which is the line to gain. We'll see where they spot this football. Jefferson wants to say that they made the stop. But judging by the, well, where they're placing the football, well, they haven't put it down yet, so maybe I won't get ahead of myself. They're certainly huddled around the 49.
I believe they're going to bring the chains out to measure, but the way they put that ball, I think he is right on the line to gain.
Yeah, looking at the eye test here, this is pretty much dead center for me and where I'm located in the booth tonight. It looks like they might have gotten it. Looks like we've got an update. We'll send it over to Jared. What do you have for us?
Yes, so as I gave you that update, got an update from Farmington again. The Knights leading St. Clair now 40-21. That's in the third quarter. And out of Potosi, we're not out of Potosi, I guess I should say, out of Charleston, the Potosi Trojans lead Charleston 19-0. That game's at half. Back to you guys.
So as they continue the measurement here, it is very close. Woo! No indication just yet. Jefferson's starting to celebrate. They think it's short, and it is. A turnover on downs as Brody Pig has stopped. Has to be a centimeter or two, and the Jefferson defense comes up big again.
Yeah, and that time it was the same kind of push quarterback keep play that we've seen the last two times. And that time I think he just kind of fell over his lineman. I don't think he really had a hole to kind of burst through like last time. And man, that's a close spot. Is this going to be the near side official was the one that had the view of where the ball was? But normally in these situations on that far hash, you give it to the other side judge. Man, that's a tough spot and a tough play there for Central as they're going to have to try to get another stop here.
Yeah, they have to. With the way this game is going, kind of the game flow, I think if you go down two scores here as we approach the end of the third, it's going to be a long road ahead for the Rebels. But it all starts with a stop right here. First down and 10, ball on the Central 48-yard line. In between, as we established earlier, Cooper Frisk in pistol formation. A minute 50 left to go in the third, two wide receivers left. Frisk takes a snap. It's a handoff this time. Haven't seen too many of those today. It's mostly been fakes. Going up the middle, that was Tyler Crater. He will take it forward 5 yards, second down and 5. I was going to say eventually, you know, they say eventually you fake the handoff and you get some empty space. It kind of works the opposite today. You faked it so many times that just handing it off is kind of the surprise play.
Yeah,
that time.
And that's what happens with the option. You don't necessarily want to overplay your hand in one way, and I think maybe Jefferson now is going to start seeing that and maybe start really seeing some holes open up.
Second down and 5. This time they will fake the handoff. Frisk looking to air it out. Having trouble in the pocket. Has to scramble away. Still looking for somebody to throw to. Throws it down the right sideline. Overthrown. Incomplete. Central wants a flag somewhere in the backfield. Honestly, was looking for the football when the yelling started. So maybe not sure what that might be, what they might be wanting down there. But it is going to be third down and 5.
And it was Chad Cosby. He got lit up in pursuit of Frisk over on that far sideline. And they were wanting an illegal blindside block. And the official, I don't think they're, he was willing to argue with B.J. Jones as B.J. was out basically 5 yards off the sideline trying to argue his point. And I think a lot of the Central faithful were yelling for a flag as well, and they're not going to get anything.
Yeah, but they will still get the incomplete pass. It is third down and 5. Play clock down to 2, down to 1. And, yeah, now it's Jefferson who has to burn a timeout to avoid another delay of game penalty. That will be the second timeout of the half here for Jefferson. They have got one remaining. Again, timeouts brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sontagra in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. We will go ahead and take a timeout ourselves. We've got a minute 5 left to go in the third. 14-6 Jefferson. You're listening to high school football on KFMO Sports Plus and the KFMO app.
B Need a cozier, more energy-efficient home? Ozark's Modern Insulation in Park Hills has delivered quality insulation since 1977 with free estimates and old-fashioned family service. Ozark's Modern Insulation, proud sponsor of high school sports.
Had a run-in with life's surprises? Kevin Ball Auto Body, the most recommended repair shop in the area, restores your ride to its pre-accident condition with over 30 years of craftsmanship. Free estimates anytime. No appointment needed. Kevin Ball Auto Body, proud sponsor of high school sports.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Dairy Queen, locations in Farmington and Potosi, Liberty Security in Farmington, Buck Realty in Ironton, Parkland Monument Company in Farmington, Home Pools and Spa in Ludington, Otaki Lake KOA in Piedmont, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington.
Third down and five. Jefferson goes back to the well. Cooper Frisk with the keeper. And he's got enough for the first down. Gain of seven. It'll push it up to the central 38-yard line. First down and 10. 50 seconds left to go here in this third quarter of play. 14-6. Jefferson leads by eight over Central, as Frisk keeps it once again for another modest gain of about four. Frisk now up to 19 carries for the game. 19 out of the 22 times that Jefferson has run the football tonight.
Yeah, it's been Cooper Frisk and a little bit of Tyler Crater kind of thrown in there as a decoy. But, yeah, and I think we may see Jefferson try to run this clock out. It is almost dead even. So even if they're not going to get this, try to run a play, they're going to have to let it run all the way down.
Well, trying to judge and see. Yeah, they are exact. The clock is changing at the exact time as the play clock. So I think they're going to run out the rest of this clock and take second down and five to start the fourth quarter. We've got 12 minutes left to play. Jefferson in Central Territory trying to make it a two-score lead. As it stands, the Blue Jays lead the Rebels 14-6. Got that final quarter on the way. You're listening to high school football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, KFMO Sports Plus, and the KFMO app.
Start September off smart. We're serving up savings and making it simple to swap keys for something spectacular. This September, we want to invite you to swap keys. At Sam Sisson Ford, we have been driving the community forward since 1937. And now it's your turn to get behind the wheel of something new. Looking to drive away in a newer car, truck, or SUV this September? At Sam Sisson Ford, we make it as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, bring us your current vehicle for no-hassle appraisal. That's right, no pressure. Just an easy evaluation. 2, we'll give you max value for your trade-in. That means more money in your pocket to put towards your next ride. 3, our finance team will go the extra mile to find the perfect plan for you. Low interest rates and lenders looking to approve? We have you covered. For 87 years, Sam Sisson Ford has been your trusted hometown dealer, serving our community and customers. Let's swap keys this September, and we'll help you drive off in the vehicle you've been dreaming of. Visit us today at Sam Sisson Ford, the home of the forever warranty, or check us out online at SissonFord.com.
Offers require bank approval. See dealer for details. High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Willett Home Furnishings in Bonterre, Little Caesars, locations in Farmington and Deloge, Boyd & Associates in Farmington, Keen Performance in Bonterre, Ozark's Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge, and by New Era Bank.
Second down and five as we get back to it. Start of the fourth quarter. 12 minutes to decide a winner here tonight. Handoff going nowhere. Tried to hand it off to Logan Vandeven on the end around, but having none of it that time. That would be Chandler Liebarger, the 6-foot junior for Central, 210 pounds. That's a big loss on the play. In fact, it's a loss of about 8 yards. That's the risk when you take an end around like that. You can lose some serious yardage. It's a third down and 13.
Absolutely, and fresh legs and on that defensive line for Central and paying off there as he was able to knife right through and break up that play before it even had a chance to get going.
Already 30 seconds gone by in this fourth quarter. Cooper Frisk rolling out to his left, looking for a man down the sideline. Now will set his feet, now throws, lifts one up. Ball is popped around, eventually falls incomplete. Intended receiver was Vandeven. Tell you what, had it in and out of his hands a couple times before it eventually fell to the ground. Almost an opportunity for Central to find an interception there. Instead, it'll be fourth down and 13.
And that was a pass that just kind of floated up in the air. Probably should have been intercepted, probably should have been caught, then probably should have been intercepted again, and then almost caught again. I think the roller coaster of emotions was maxed out on that play.
Well, with the ball on the 42-yard line of Central, despite facing a fourth down and 13, Jefferson is choosing to go for it here. With the way their defense has played today, might not see it as a high-risk decision. It's pistol formation, Frisk dropping back, flushed out of the pocket, spins to the left. Under a lot of pressure, Brody Diaz bearing down, passes caught near the line of scrimmage, or the line to gain, I should say, and I think it might be enough for a first down. Noah Buehler coming through with the catch that time. And yeah, it's going to be a first down. Needed 13 and got exactly that. That's a big play there from the QB and the wide receiver.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Diaz was really bearing down on Frist. And that's just great play, great field awareness from your two seniors, Buehler, the receiver, and Frist, the quarterback, to just kind of check it up there and kind of hope and pray. I mean, it was double coverage. He did a good job to get it to his man and able to get the nice extension on the way down to the ground.
That's definitely a mood killer, I think, if you're Central. Thought they might be getting the ball back instead. It's a new set of downs. Cooper Frisk with the keeper, but again, is pushed out toward the sideline. Bearing down on him that time, that was Brady Schweiss flying in on the safety blitz. Got into the backfield, and it's another big loss here on first down for Jefferson. Make it a loss of, looks to be, help me out here, 6. Second down and 16. All the way back here to the Jefferson 34-yard line, the Central 34-yard line.
Yeah, and then at that point, you almost, if you're Frisk, you may have wanted him to just kind of throw it to the sideline and just try to save the play. I mean, it was obviously a design quarterback run, and at that point, he had nowhere to go and just kind of coasted out of bounds. But yeah, that you may have wanted him to kind of throw that ball away and just live to fight another day.
Second down and 16. Fake handoff, ball on the ground, still loose, Central's on it. They've got some room to run. It's the big man up front. He's going to tuck and run, gets all the way down to the Jefferson 35-yard line. Big guy running, Keegan Sherrill, the junior. He rumbles and bumbles and stumbles all the way into Blue Jay territory, and Central suddenly signs of life with their first turnover of the day.
Yeah, and that time it was just a bad handoff there from Frisk to the guy in motion, and the ball was on the ground and kind of pinballed around. As we thought maybe Chad Cosby fell on it right away and then kind of got scramble kind of out toward the 50-yard line, and Sherrill was able to kind of pick it up and keep going. And you always love to see the big fellas get an opportunity to shine, and he was taking full advantage of it as Central now got – a lot of momentum on their side. You talked about it. Kind of had a mood killer. This may be a mood awakener.
A lifter, yes.
A lifter if you're Central.
Sherrill, 6'2", 220 pounds, and a lot of straightforward speed. First down and 10, ball on the 35. Pig in shotgun formation, sends Foster in motion, hands it off. Foster looking for a place to cut. Still running east-west, leaps, tripped up and taken down. Tell you what, Foster going for the high-risk hurdle there. Lucky, as he was kind of hitting the back of the legs there, that it didn't turn out worse. I would think I would have liked to see Foster maybe cut that one up a little earlier. A little bit too much east-west running there for me as it ends up a loss of 2 on the play.
Well, that's just the type of player that he is, but I'm also surprised that the official did not give him forward progress, as I thought it was going to be at least a gain of 1, and I think the Central coaches are having a conniption over there. As they mark it as a loss of 2, but that's where he ended on the play. That's not as far as he got. I'm interested to see what the reasoning behind that placement of the ball was.
Second down and 12, as you mentioned, loss of 2 on the play. Shotgun formation, and again, the play clock is running down, and again, another timeout's going to have to be burned. For Central, that'll be their second timeout. Both teams now with one timeout remaining here in this second half. 9:45. Left to go here in this one. Central still trailing by 8. It's 14-6. But the Rebels control the football. You're listening to High School Football. You're on the Parkland Sports Leader, KFMO Sports Plus, and the KFMO app.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston has everything from chicken and dumplings to sandwiches to steaks and ribs. The pass-arounds are delicious family favorites. The desserts are amazing and all topped off with the famous throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, 1800 West State Highway J in Sykeston.
In life's toughest moments, compassion makes all the difference. Horton Wampler Funeral Home is honored to serve families with dignity, care, and respect, helping celebrate every life with love.
High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge, Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, First State Community Bank, McDonald's of the Parkland, and by Horton Wampler Funeral Home in Park Hills.
Out of the central timeout, again, both teams with one timeout remaining. 8:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. 14-6, Jefferson leads Central. Devin Graff sent in motion. Pig takes a snap. Screen play. Ball caught by Brody Cole. He's past the 35 to the 30. Still on his feet as he gets to about the 24-yard line. It's going to be close to the first down here. If it ain't a first down now, it'll be inches. And it looks like it is going to be third and one. Wow. Again, didn't quite give him the spot I thought they were going to give him there. The spots have been, for better or for worse, a little bit off here in these last couple minutes. As we mentioned, the Central coaching staff not necessarily happy with a couple of those calls, but it is still third and favorable here after the nice screenplay run there to Cole. Third and one, ball on the 24-yard line. Super eye formation, handoff to Black this time. Black able to create some space. He's inside the red zone to about the 19. First down and 10 Central. Central's best opportunity in quite some time, but again, they've gotten this far before. You just have to punch it in at this point.
Yeah, and I think this is a solid drive that you've got to be able to punch it in. We've talked about it. They've just not gotten out of their own way. They've had six turnovers tonight, two fumbles, two interceptions, two turnovers on downs. Now you've got to try to make something happen here. You got 8.5 left to go in this ball game. Now's the time to shine and really dig deep and find it within yourself to try to get a score here.
Need to find a touchdown. Need to find a two-point conversion. First down and 10. Again, ball in the 19. Pig will keep it himself. Cuts it upfield as he crosses to about the 16. Pyle's going to form. Pyle's going to push him back. For momentum should give him the 16, and it looks like that's what they'll give him. It'll be a gain of 3, second down and 7. Under 8 to go now in the fourth.
Yeah, and I don't mind that play at all. You're getting forward yardage. You're not taking any crazy risk. And Pig able to kind of fight and keep the legs churning as Central's going to try to quicken the pace here just a little bit. As we're going to see Super Eye once again.
Dakota Bowers in at fullback. You also have Max Woods in the backfield. And then August Black is the deep back. It's a handoff to Black. He'll lunge forward across the 15 to about the 14. Modest gain of 2. Obviously, 4 down distance. You're operating with 2 plays here. You need 2 plays to get yourself 4 yards. And fortunately for Central, it's been about 3 or 4 yards each play this drive.
Yeah, and you just got to go forward. You can't afford to lose the ball, and you can't afford to go backwards. You've got a good opportunity here, third and manageable. Like you mentioned, you've got 2 plays to get this first down. Don't have to get it all at one time, but you have to try to find some way to get forward and get a way to move those chains.
Same formation. Again, it's a handoff to Black. Black into the secondary. Black down to the 5-yard line. It'll be first down and goal. Black with a burst of speed. All the way down to the 5. Gain of 10 on the play. And Central, just a few yards away from having a chance to tie this one up. Same formation again. Another handoff to Black. This time, nowhere to go. It'll be second and goal from the 5. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more.
Yeah, and I don't think they had the play call in as August Black was basically looking at the sideline as that ball was snapped. And I think he was surprised to see that the ball was going to him. So I think we're going to see Central take a chance to get set. You've got 3 plays to get it into the end zone. There's no need to hurry this. You need to be able to make sure that you're calm and confident and able to punch it in.
Still with that super eye formation. One wide receiver lined up to the right. Another handoff to Black. Black's got some space. He might have been tripped up there. Barely. Somebody got him there. It's enough to take him down, but not before he gains 4-3 yards. It'll be third and goal from the 2. Looked like Black was maybe going to have some empty space and a clear path to the end zone. Somebody just barely caught a piece of him there.
And Karis Foster checking in at a receiver out on that far sideline. Maybe watch for a jump ball his way.
Again, super eye formation. It's a keeper for Pig. Pig dives forward. Did he get the push he needed? We're waiting on the signal. And I think he's going to end up a yard shy. And here comes perhaps the biggest play of the game. It's 4th down and goal from the 1. What does Central have Can they dig deep and get this final yard? Same formation. It's another quarterback keeper trying to push him on in. Did he get it? Touchdown Central. He got the push he needed from behind in that super eye formation. And Central, perhaps a two-point conversion away from tying this one up. They're not out of the woods just yet. Still, the next most important play coming up next.
You got the hard part out of the way. You got the six. Now you have one play to get the two. And with 5:20 on the clock and only one timeout, you're really going to be looking to get a stop very quickly on defense if you do not get this.
PAT try brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Obviously going for two. It's shotgun formation. Foster sent in motion. He'll join them back in the backfield. Pig takes a snap, fakes the handoff, looking for the pass, looking for that near pylon. Ball is caught by Cole. The two-point conversion is good, and we are tied. Pig airs it out. Cole makes the catch. We're tied up at 14 with 5:20 to go here in the fourth. That PAT try brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Ledington and Festus, the ideal choice for your medical eye care concerns, including dry eyes and other eye diseases. We've got a brand new ball game, 5 minutes to decide a winner here in this one, but Central ties things up. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, KFMO Sports Plus, and the KFMO app.
Everybody's going home.
Looking to turn your backyard into a family paradise? With 80 years of experience, Home Pools and Spas brings in-ground pools, above-ground pools, and relaxing spas to life right here in Ledington, Missouri.
From auto to home to life, pet, and business insurance, Chris Morrison State Farm in Farmington offers personalized coverage and free quotes to fit your needs. Chris Morrison State Farm, proud sponsor of high school sports. Call or text 573-756-1900 today.
High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by Culver's in Farmington. Real estate agent Mary Hagan with Coldwell Banker Halsey in Farmington. American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson in Farmington. Schlosser Orthodontics. Cozine Memorial Chapel in Farmington. And by Riverside Grill in Park Hills.
Neff kicks it away and great kick coverage that time from Central. It was a short kick, but Jefferson's going to lose yards on the return. The Blue Jays will start their drive on the 26-yard line. That ball was caught at about the 30-yard line. The return man was trying to go east-west with it. But on a short kick like that, you don't have much time to make a choice, and Brody Diaz just simply ran him down.
Yeah, that was a great kick coverage down there, and not really allowing Jefferson to have the short field on maybe what you would have assumed on that short kickoff. And they will start at their own 28-yard line. 5:16 to go. They're going to have a chance to put a drive together here to take the lead back.
5:16 to go. Both teams with one timeout remaining. If you're just now joining us, a one-yard touchdown run for Brody Pig ties things up after the converted two-point play. Frisk with the keeper. Tripped up but stays on his feet. Jukes back toward his left. Going to get about 3 or 4 yards before finally being taken down by a host of Rebels. That clock continues to run. Both teams having to take two timeouts in this second half to avoid delay of game penalties. Eager to see how maybe that kind of plays into these final few minutes. Neither side really has as much control of the clock as they would like to have.
Yeah, this game may come down to whoever has the ball last and is able to put together a scoring drive. And if not, we're heading into overtime and free football maybe on the horizon.
Down to 4.5 minutes. Second down and 6. Frisk rolling out toward his left. He's looking for that one-on-one play down the field. Tries to throw it across the middle. Ball is caught by Van Dieven. Tell you what, Van Dieven having himself a ball game at that wide receiver spot. Maybe as a defensive back as well. Definitely as a defensive back as well. Has the pick 6 for a TD. It's another big gain there across midfield to the Central 49. Gain of 18 on the play. Well, hold on. My statistician having a little trouble.
Well, he went down at the 50, and then they gave him an extra yard.
So 19.
19 yards.
19 yards. First down and 10. Ball again on the Central 49. 4 minutes left to go in this one. The tension in the air. Snap to Frisk. Fakes the handoff. Keeps it himself. Hit in the backfield. It'll be a loss of one. I don't think either decision on the option play was going to be a good one that time. Central busted through. Silas Richardson, first one to get to the ball carrier that time.
And that was close to being a helmet-on-helmet hit. And Frisk, he took a shot. I mean, he was able to kind of curl up, but it was still, like you mentioned, no decision on that option play was going to work as Central had that one well scouted.
Second down and 11. Ball is back to midfield, so you got your 18-yard gain, quote-unquote, in the end. Pistol formation. Frisk takes a snap, looking to pass, looking toward the right sideline, floats one up. Overthrown, was looking for Bueller on the out route. Instead, that'll make it third down and 11.
And that's one of that's the type of play that Jefferson has really struggled to connect on, is the simple pitches and catches outside. They've just been overthrown, and I think if you maybe kind of focus that energy downfield, I think they've had a lot more success rather than trying to go side to side, trying to give their athletes time and space.
3:20 now on the clock. Third down and 11. Four wide receiver set. One back in the backfield. That's Tyler Crater. Frisk dropping back in the pocket. Stays in. Now trying to find Vandeven. Makes the catch, but he's going to be short of the line to gain. Not wide. I mean, he went wide, but it's going to be only a gain of two. Vandeven did a good job to bring that one in. It was a little bit wide of where he was at. There we go. I brought it back around, but it's going to be fourth down and 9.
Yeah, and that play was Frisk was trying to step up, trying to find anything, and almost wasn't a catch there, and minimal gain there. It'll bring a fourth and long. We'll see if Central can get another stop here.
Yeah, they're going to go for it here. Ball is on the 48-yard line of the Rebels. 2:41 now on the clock. Snap is above the head of Frisk. He's got to chase it down. He'll pick it up. Has to look to do something. He punts it away, and that ball is going to be picked up by Foster at the 34-yard line. I don't know if that was ever supposed to be a punt. Tell you what, Frisk made a business decision. He punted away. Central almost touched it and made it a live ball. Foster will dive on it, and Central takes over at the 34. That was one of the plays of all time.
Yeah, it was a bad play. And like you mentioned, that's just a business decision. He is the punter, and he got a decent kickoff for what the situation was. And like you mentioned, Foster did a good job to realize what was happening and fall on it as it went between the wickets of one of his men in front, and it may have glanced off of him. You never would have known, but we won't have that chance now as Foster covered it. Central has a chance to go down and take a lead.
Tell you what, it is a great decision by Frisk. We'll get to that in a second as August Black takes it forward for 6 yards. Clock reads 2:30. You get tackled on that play. Central takes it at about the 25-yard line. You punt it away. That's about a 45-yard swing. It's a great choice there by Frisk to recognize that the play was basically blown up. You want to let your defense try to make a stop here, and you want to give them as many yards as possible.
Absolutely, and no kind of chucking it down the field and hoping it falls incomplete either. Best outcome possible.
Another handoff here to Black. Black into the second line as he gets to around the 44. That's going to be enough for a first down. Black is still down. He'll be helped up here. Actually, they're going to blow the whistle and come check on him here. Clock will freeze at 2:08.
Typical posture of somebody with a cramp in that right calf, it looks like, as he's getting some assistance from a teammate.
So here's the situation as it stands. It'll be first down and 10. I believe they're going to place it at the 44-yard line. And that would be enough. No, they're going to say third and inches. So scratch that. Third and inches from the 43. Well, essentially the 44. Tell you what, I might want to measure that. That's really close. But I digress. It's going to be third and short. 2:08 on the clock. And only one timeout remaining. If you're Central, you've been mostly attacking today with short runs here and there. You've been able to kind of make it 3-4. And I haven't really had many big plays tonight. When do you decide that you've got to start maybe looking for chunk plays?
I think you, pick up this first down. And then I would say probably get another first down and see where you're at. I don't necessarily think that it's time to start panicking and start chucking the ball down the field. They've gotten good yardage every play. They've been able to move the ball forward. But like you mentioned, it just has been a whole lot. I think you get at least this first down, kind of see where you're at. There's still no time to, like, rush. We're not at that point yet. You've still got a chance to get a couple plays set up. We've seen, you know, big plays early in the ball game. Now with the tired legs, maybe we'll see a breakdown in coverage. You just never know in this type of situation.
Still checking on August Black down there. Again, he is the injured Rebel. Looks to be dealing with a cramp. They're going to try to help him up now. Again, Black has been a big part of today's game. He is the, well, he's got the highest workload. I'm going to say he is your leading ball carrier tonight, also by yardage. The presence of quite a few double-digit numbers would definitely tell me that. But if he has to come out here,
Karis
it would
Foster.
Be Karis Foster, at least on the two deep we received before the game. Karis Foster would kind of take over at that running back role. And we know Foster is an athlete. We know he could certainly step in. We saw that last year. We've seen that a little bit tonight with him getting the ball here and there. But it is still a pretty substantial loss if Black has to take more than a few plays off here.
And we may see them kind of go five wide and play without that running back, as that's the initial look we're seeing right now on third and inches. Or yeah, no, they moved it. They moved, made it first and down.
So it is first down and 10. Again, 2:05 is on the clock. Man set in motion. That's Brody McIntyre. Now four wide receivers. They'll send another man in motion. That's Fowler. Now you've got four wide receivers overloading the right side of the line. Looking for that out route. Ball is caught by Fowler. Pushed backwards. They're going to give him momentum, but it's only going to be a gain of one. And that clock will keep moving here. Down to a minute 44. Those kinds of plays, they're not going to work unless you can get out of bounds.
No, and I think you're also, if you're central, as long as you hold on to the ball, you may be content to try to play for the extra time. But at the same time, you'd rather not take your chances. We'll see how aggressive Corey Schweitz wants to be here. And with only one timeout to play with, they're letting a lot of time run off this clock as we are approaching 12 seconds on the play clock and a minute 15 on the game clock.
Yeah, if he wants to score here, he's really not showing it right here, right now. Man set in motion. It is Graff coming over to the left-hand side. You've got Trips left. Screen play. Going to be caught by Cole. Cole across midfield. Gets to the 48. It'll be third down and 2.
It's a pickup of 6, and they're going to have to go quickly here to pick up this first down first. And then from there, they're going to have to really start taking some shots as the clock continues to run as we're at 40 seconds left on the game clock.
Third down and 2, 38 seconds left. It's the super eye formation. Handoff. It's going to be Karis Foster who carries it. He's got the first down, still on his feet as he looks toward the right sideline. Past the 40, the 30, the 35. He's to the 29-yard line. Steps out of bounds, stops the clock with 28 seconds left to go. Again, we mentioned Karis Foster. He'll step in at that running back role, and you don't really lose a lot between Black and Foster. They're both talented guys who can definitely do some work with the football.
Absolutely, and he was able to shake and bake and really show off that athleticism, kind of giving him a burst of speed forward to start. We really haven't seen him have a lot of time and space to kind of do his thing. We'll see if that continues to happen here on this drive.
Another handoff to Foster, through the middle, to the second line. Jukes away from one defender. He's inside the red zone to the 15. Clock will continue to tick. He's tackled inbounds. Does Central want to use that timeout right here, right now? They still have one remaining. Clock won't start until they set the football. They'll do it. 18, 17. They'll go ahead and spike it here to stop the clock. It'll be second down and 10. 16 seconds to get 15 yards. We know Central doesn't have much of a kicking game. They have not gone for the PAT tonight in either of their touchdowns. And from the kickoffs we've seen, it's been short plays. Or it's been short kicks, I should say. It looks like it'll need to be a touchdown if they want to win this game. 16 seconds to go. Second down and 10. Super eye formation. Handoff to Foster. A little bit of trouble finding some space. He's tackled behind the line, and Central is going to have to take that final timeout. Clock stops at 10 seconds. We'll go ahead and keep it right here, as we'll take the short pause in the action here. Well, did they call the timeout? I think they did.
They're saying they didn't.
They're saying Central doesn't have any timeouts. And so the clock will run out. Well, hold on. Now they blow the whistle. And they'll stop it at 1 second. I'm not quite sure what happened there. But the timeout's going to be called, and both teams will head off to the sidelines. So we'll maybe need to get an explanation of what happened there. But what we do know now is I'd like to go over the upcoming broadcast schedule here for us at KFMO Sports, as we've got quite a busy week next week. 5 days, 5 broadcasts for you here on AM 1240 KFMO. That starts on Monday, where we'll have volleyball for you. That is St. Pius at Central. And then Tuesday, we bring you more volleyball, Arcadia Valley. They visit Potosi. On Wednesday, softball, our one fall softball game of the week. That's Cape Notre Dame visiting Farmington. We saw the Knights earlier this week, yesterday, in fact. And then on Thursday, we've got more volleyball for you, Fredericktown at North County. Finally, on Friday, week 3 of the high school football season, we'll revisit the Central Rebels. They'll be taking on the Fredericktown Black Cats. Again, that'll all be on AM 1240 KFMO. That's your McDonald's upcoming broadcast schedule with locations in the Parkland. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. So we come back here with 1 second. Tell you what, Central is lining up for a field goal try. They're going to try for the field goal to win the game. Devin Graff on to attempt the field goal. Ball is on the 17-yard line. It'll be about a 35-yarder. Graff looking to win the game for the Rebels as the clock expires. This will be the final play of the game. Hold is good. Kick is up and away. Line drive kick. It is no good. Wide left. We are headed to overtime. It had the distance. It had the height. But it was shanked to the left. And we have free football tonight. Central goes for the 35-yard field goal. Again, wide left. We will take it to a break. When we come back, we've got overtime on the way. We'll explain the rules, and we'll get all set when we come back again. All tied up at 14 after 4. And listen to high school football on the KFMO Sports Plus and the KFMO Sports app.
At Texas Roadhouse in Festus, every meal is a celebration. Come enjoy hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, and made-from-scratch sides that'll have your taste buds dancing. Kick back with friends, sip on ice-cold drinks, and dive into warm, buttery rolls you can't resist. Whether it's family night, date night, or just a craving for legendary flavor, Texas Roadhouse is the place to be. Don't wait. Come hungry. Leave happy. Texas Roadhouse in Festus, where the fun never stops and the food is always fresh.
Parklet Monument Company in Farmington has been serving the community for over 95 years with an experienced staff to help ensure the monument selected commemorates you and your family with their professional guidance. Parklet Monument Company, 5425 State Highway 32 in Farmington.
Hi, this is Corey Schweiss, head coach of the Central Rebels, and you're listening to high school football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Well, free football. We didn't have to wait long for it this season. Week 2. We are tied up at 14 heading into extra plays. Jefferson and Central. Central finding the touchdown they needed in the fourth quarter. Lined up for a game-winning 35-yard field goal. Devin Graff, he had the distance, had the height, but pulled it too far to the left. So, to explain overtime, if you've watched a college game, you basically get it here at the high school level here in Missouri. They'll trade possessions back and forth. One team will start. They'll pick it up, I believe, on the 25-yard line. Whatever your result is, the opposing team will get a chance to try to match. Now, if the second team does better, say if Jefferson picks up 6, Central picks up 8, game is over. Central wins. But if the two teams still have the same score after the first overtime, you'll swap it. The other team will go first the second time around. You do that until you have a winner. It's very simple, but you're basically playing from the 25-yard line out from henceforth.
And I believe Central won the toss, and they will defend first on the end zone to the right of your listening device. And they will attempt to get a stop here and then try to go down and score themselves on that same end zone to the right.
So it'll be first down and 10. Ball on the 25. No clock to worry about. Just down, distance, 25-yard lines to pay dirt. Connor Harbit, Zach Pipkin on the call here tonight. Jared Pettis, Braden Cooley over to our left on the on-location studio here today. And then, of course, Jace Odle up top providing you with the camera footage today, the live footage, the live video. Man, it took me a while to get to the not awkward sounding phrase that time around. Live video at KFMOsports.com and on Facebook at AM 1240 KFMO. So, Jefferson with the football to start overtime. Overtime number one. It'll be pistol formation with two wide receivers right. Frisk takes a snap, hands it off up the middle. It's going to be a good, solid gain here on first down, down to about the 17 yards for Tyler Crater. And it will be second down and two.
We talked about it earlier in the ballgame. Crater basically been used as a decoy all game to kind of open Frisk up, and that time it was a nice little play to start this drive. Got a nice chunk of change, but you're still looking for pay dirt, second and two.
Second down and two, ball on the 17. Pistol formation with the wide receivers, this time lined up to the left. Play whistle dead. We've got a flag.
Flag on the play.
Looks like it might back up Jefferson another 5 yards. False start called against the Blue Jays.
False start.
And I'll tell you what, it's been a game of adversity for the Rebels here today. The four turnovers. Every time it seemed like Central was really pushing forward, they were pushed back a little bit. Jefferson, meanwhile, it was a slow start, but they've really ramped up the game. Kind of inverses today, and it's no surprise we're here in overtime.
Yeah, and Central did a good job to force it into overtime and nearly had a chance to win it. Jefferson now trying to capitalize on the opportunity that Central wasn't able to convert.
Second down and seven. Frisk dropping back to pass. Still has time in the pocket. Going to float one up into double coverage. That ball overthrown. On the coverage that time, Brody McIntyre. You also had, I believe, one of the linebackers out there. Looks like that might have been Chad Cosby who dripped back into coverage there. Third down and seven.
And P.J. Jones not afraid to disguise these defenses. We've seen a lot of pressure look from the edges of this linebacking core, and then they've kind of drifted back into coverage, and that's really thrown Frisk off as he's been really forced to use his legs and not been able to really successfully start this passing game.
Third down here. Frisk fakes the handoff, going to carry it himself, but there's nowhere to go as he's pushed out of bounds. He's going to be well short of the first down marker, and we're going to have fourth down here for Jefferson on their first possession here in overtime. Obviously, a zero is the best result here for the Rebels, as that means any scoring will be enough to win the game on your possession. But you got to get this fourth down stop. It'll be fourth down and seven. They need to get to the 15. The ball at the moment is on the 22. Pistol formation, two wide receivers each side, five men up front. Frisk takes a snap, looking to pass. Steps up in the pocket, looking for the comebacker. Ball is caught. Still on his feet. Bueller, he's going to cross the 10. He's taken down just shy of the 5-yard line. It looks like it'll be first down and goal from the 7. Well, they needed the 7-yard line, or they needed the 15-yard line, I should say. And they got that and a little bit more as, once again, one of the wide receivers here coming up with a big grab, that time on the comebacker round. First and goal again from the 7.
And Bueller's had a great game being there for his quarterback. And his smallest gain today when he's gotten the ball is 9 yards. 43, 9, 13, and 15. All big chunk plays for Noah Bueller and Cooper Frisk.
First down and goal again from the 7. Pistol formation once again. Packing the line up front. Looking for that slant route across the middle. Ball falls incomplete. Good coverage again out on the far side of the field. Brody McIntyre breaking that one up. And tell you what, this is a Central team that last year had trouble at times with pass interference calls. Tonight, they've done very, very good at just making sure that they've not been too aggressive on the coverage, just doing enough to knock it away.
Yeah, and I think Frisk may have telegraphed that a little bit. He was really looking out toward Vandeven's way before that play was snapped. And there you're going to put Noah Bueller out on that side now against McIntyre.
Second down and goal again. Ball on the 7-yard line. Frisk takes a snap, keeps it himself, tries to run between guard and tackle across the 5 to about the 3-yard line. Gain of 4 sets up third down and goal.
And that's just good forward momentum. Now you've got two plays to punch it in. And I think if you're Jefferson, I think you're pretty happy with the position that you're in right now. I think they may try to go one more pass, kind of go one-on-one, try to challenge the secondary of Central, and then you've got one more play to get it into the end zone.
Third and goal. Again, ball on the 3. Looking for the downhill run, and they've got it. Touchdown, Jefferson. It's the keeper, Cooper Frisk, from 3 yards out. And Jefferson reclaims the lead, 20-14, pending the extra points. Jefferson has not gone for one today. They've gone for two every time out. And so I imagine they'll do it again here, try to put maximum pressure on Central.
And it's always a risky proposition. They're one of two so far tonight. Going to have to really convert this to put the pressure on Central to get the score and the conversion.
Another keeper here for Frisk. Bounces off what would have been the tackler. Ball is lost. It's going to be picked back up here. Aiden Kirch with it. Still on his feet, but he's going to be eventually taken down at about the 11-yard line. Good effort there from Jefferson despite the blown-up play. But Central comes up with a stop. They'll need six, but they are in business here. Still have a possibility to end this one in one overtime.
And there was a flag for an illegal blindside block, and that's going to get declined as Central was able to stop the two-point conversion. So that play would have been going back either way, as it was Max Woods got taken out trying to track down. It was Kinch on the pickup, and like you mentioned now, Central ball in their, basically in their court, to use a basketball reference. Definitely a chance here to answer. You got to get the six first, and then you got one more play to try to win this ball game, because I don't think they're going to be satisfied trying to kick the extra point and taking that chance.
Worth noting, not too much of an issue, but it also is worth noting you play on the same side of the field in overtime, so we'll simply just back it back on up to the 25, and it'll be the Rebels' turn trying to move toward that sizable video board they have here at Jefferson High School. So, second half of the first overtime coming your way. Central needs to score. They have to score at least six. I should say have to score a touchdown. Field goal's not going to cut it. We'll see if the Rebels can push it on through. 20-14. First down and 10 on the 25-yard line. Central really going with that super eye formation. They're going to go to it again. Karis Foster is the back. One wide receiver to the right. That's Graff. Handoff. Foster. First down. Maybe gets a yard. It'll be second down and 9 from the 24.
Now we're going to see what the playbook entails here for Corey Schweiss, as may have gone to that look one too many times. Jefferson able to kind of get a breather in between scoring the touchdown and getting this defensive stance started.
Again, second down and 9. Looks like they maybe didn't even give him the yard. Maybe looks like half a yard. Regardless, second down. Same formation, but this time putting the wide receiver out to the left. Pitch out to Foster. Foster going to run toward the sideline. And again, trying to stretch it out too far. He's tackled well behind the line. It'll be third down and 13. The Central crowd yelling, cut up, cut up. Foster again trying to push it toward that sideline where he can use that speed. But Jefferson swarming to the football there was not going to get there.
Yeah, Central's lucky there wasn't a holding call from the referee. I think Jefferson fans were causing a commotion about a hold as one of their men got tackled to the ground. And now you're really going to force Brody Pigg kind of to go back to the air. We really haven't seen him do that a whole lot since that second interception. Now it's going to rely on the shoulders of this sophomore quarterback to try to get this offense in gear as it's third long. You've got two plays to get 13 yards.
Good news is, in overtime, you don't have to worry about punts. You know you have two plays to get this 13 yards. We're going to have a timeout taken here by Central. Central's going to take a timeout. I believe that is the one timeout they're allotted here in overtime. And so we've got a chance to kind of breathe and kind of look at the situation. As I said before the timeout, you can operate knowing you have two plays. 13 yards, obviously not ideal. But if you can get it in 7-yard chunks, and this Central offense has been proficient today at getting those 5, 6, 7-yard plays, you can maybe get out of the woods here. But you know you're operating basically with two plays.
Absolutely, and I think it really comes down to how much do you trust Brody Pigg to throw it down the field, and how much do you want him to try to swing it out? They have not had a lot of success on these plays that go east to west. Jefferson's done a very good job with their 5 linebacker. We talk a lot about Central's linebacking core. This Jefferson bunch, they've done a really good job kind of mixing in and out their different pressures and looks, and they've covered the side-to-side plays very well. If you're Central, you're going to have to really attack downfield, and that's going to really rely on Brody Pigg to find his receivers.
For the first time in overtime, Central is not coming out in that I formation. It's a 4 wide receiver set with 1 back in the backfield. That looks like that might be not Foster out there. It's Max Woods. It's going to be an end around. Foster with some room to run downhill. He's going to cross the 25, but he's going to be hit and taken down. It'll be fourth down, and it looks like 7 to go. Gain of 6 on the play. Again, it's going to get you close-ish. If you could run that again, you might be in business. But, well, no, they're going to give him 8. So maybe not quite what you need, but it all comes down to this play right here. Does the Jefferson defense have a stop left in them? Does the Central offense maybe have a little bit of magic left? They are looking at a 4-man front here. It's going to be a bit of an odd formation. You've got 4 wide receivers looked to the left. Pig is under center. 1 back in the backfield. Pig takes a snap. It's a screen play. Ball is caught. No, it's going to be a double pass. Braden Patterson has a man wide open. August Black with the score. It's the double pass. Braden Patterson, the first time we've seen him tonight, finds a wide open August Black in the end zone. Touchdown Central. They have a chance to win it. My goodness. What a try. What a risk. And they played it to perfection.
You can't get too focused on the big play. You've got to convert here now. But I thought maybe the trickeration was over. It is not over. And now Central, they're going to go to the extra point. They have not done this all night. But I believe the kick from Devin Graff earlier really giving Corey Schweiss some confidence as they're going to try to go for the win with 1 point.
Yeah, he had the distance last time up. He also had the height. Just simply pushed it too far to the left. Remember, he also grounded one earlier. But looking to win it right here. Tied up at 20. Kick is up and away. It is through, and Central wins the ball game. Central will win it in overtime with a little bit of trickeration and a converted PAT for Devin Graff. 21-20, your final score. Central will go to 2-0 on the season. What a ball game here in Festus, but it ends up with the Rebels on top.
That's some moxie right there. That's some real courage to come down to your final play, your final chance to score. And, you know, Central, they've always been known for having fancy plays and a fancy offense. That may take the cake. They've faced adversity. They turned the ball over 6 times tonight, and they still come away with the 1-point win. And I think if you're Jefferson, there's a lot of good to take out of this ball game. But, then, man, this one's going to stink for a long, long time.
Absolutely wild finish tonight here in Festus, but again, Central improves to 2-0 on the season with a 21-20 win over the Blue Jays. And with that being said, we'll all take a breath. We will move on in to your post-game show here tonight. We'll take ourselves a break. We'll come back. Pipkin and I will wrap things up. We've got your stats, your play of the game. I think I know what the play of the game is going to be here tonight. And, of course, your player of the game as well. Back in just a flash, you are listening to High School Football right here on the Parkland Sports Leader, the KFMO Sports Plus, and the KFMO's app.